We're back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Terry.
Oh, why am I not surprised? Sheriff Department!
Terry!
Hey, what do you guys want?
We have a warrant this time. Let us in. The lady at that house over there.
Okay.
Looking out her window.
Hi.
And seeing.
What?
What did she see?
She saw me.
Uh-huh.
Totally partying.
Can you describe partying for me, please?
I get a cake.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get my flute.
Mm-hmm.
And I go like this.
Terry, can I ask you a question?
What?
Is that flute another man's penis?
Whoa, time out.
No, time in.
No, there's no timeouts.
Game in.
There's no timeouts in
life.
We're
back in play.
Well, maybe the flute had balls.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
I said maybe, I didn't say it. Yeah. So,
listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy. That is good news.
Oh, boy. Remember summer vacations with your folks? Did anybody get the concept behind that? We did not get along together in a five-bedroom house. Dad's idea was to put all of us in a car and drive through the desert in the hottest time of the year. Good call, Dad. Let's confront our tensions. Remember that was stressful. They weren't fun. You weren't vacating. It wasn't leisure. We're going to get up at 2 a.m. I won't be on the road by 2:05. We don't have time to stop at restrooms. We're passing Dixie cups around the car. We're going to drive for 14-hour stretches in no direction whatsoever. The sun will always be shining through your window, Bill. Figure that out. I have seen the sun take turns with our car before to beam through my window. I'm in the back seat like an ant under a magnifying glass. Dad, turn the air conditioning on, please. Nope, it eats up gas. Then, Dad, you take my college money and you turn that damn AC on, buddy.
I liked the games when I was a kid. Trouble. They put the dice in a bubble because they knew we were stupid. If they weren't in the bubble, we'd lose them for sure. Boop, boop, I lost the dice! Utter in a bubble! Boop, boop, I lost them again! Utter in a bubble! I'm sensing a pattern. I'd like to see one of those in Vegas at the craps table. Baby needs a new pair of shoes. Boop, boop. We played Mousetrap. We played it differently than other families. The way we played Mousetrap is we would try to guess how far we would get into the setup process before we got frustrated and threw everything back into the box.
Trip Morning Show, Tuesday, May 29th. Sauce is back from Las Vegas, Nevada. We're back from Memorial Day weekend. Hi, Chris. Hi, Paul.
Hey!
Nice harmony.
We've been practicing that.
Yeah, it's a little off. Sorry about that.
Did you win?
Yeah.
A lot?
I did the opposite of what you told me to do, so yeah, I won.
That's not true. I won two out of the three games.
I didn't ask you for that. I asked you for anything else.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it was a great time. Super fun.
I basically won money last night because the Golden State Warriors whooped that ass.
There's a massive favorite against the
Cavs. Massive favorite against the Cavs.
It ain't over yet.
Your squad, Chris Hockey, the Houston Rockets, missed 27 consecutive three-pointers, an NBA playoff record.
Yeah, they had it all wrapped up.
They did.
And they quit.
Chris Paul was the difference.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
They were done with the season.
Yeah, they don't care, right, Hugs?
No, they just wanted to be done.
What's
they wanted
the difference?
To go on vacation, be free for a while. Can't keep playing basketball and be free.
Hugs.
They don't like playing basketball.
Do you ever play the Wheel of Fortune machine?
Sure.
Yeah. That one pays.
Oh, good. Good, good. Yep.
The $5 spin one?
Yeah. How'd you do it?
We did pretty well.
Yeah?
That one was good, and then Willy Wonka took care of us.
So you guys won playing team slots.
Creasel and I did, yeah. And then Anthony, or Tree, Dav and I and Creasel, we played the Willy Wonka machine at the Bellagio. Literally the last max bet spin, we hit a bonus and won like 380.
Nice.
We made a huge deal about it. It was good times.
Good for you.
All right.
Everybody make it back okay? Anybody die? Anybody?
You got diverted to Fargo? I saw that on Twitter.
So
they're storming pretty bad.
Yeah, Norto and I flew back yesterday at 11:30. We took off like 25 minutes late, which I think was the difference. I think because 25 minutes in weather talk is a long time. We're up in the air, and he keeps announcing like how lovely the weather is in Minnesota. And then, like 25 minutes later, the captain comes on and says, "We're going more north to get away from this big front that's coming in." Then, like 15 minutes later, he announces that we're going to Fargo because we don't have enough fuel to basically circle Minneapolis. So we go up to Fargo, and we're not allowed off the plane. So we sat on the runway in Fargo for an hour and 45 minutes.
Yuck.
Two rows in front of me is a couple with two young children. They didn't like that. I mean, they can't move around. That's terrible for those kids. But then, you know, when you land and the engine isn't running, the AC isn't running. It sucked. And of course, coming back from Las Vegas, everyone's hungover and tired.
You just want to get home.
And every time they were like, okay, we're going to leave Fargo at 6:10. Then it was, we're going to leave here the earliest at 6:55. Then we heard 7:15. I got home last night at an 11:30 flight at 8:35. I finally walked in my front door.
Yeah.
And then when we were flying back from Fargo, he got on the horn and was like, "Hey, we're being diverted farther north because the weather is going more east, but we have to go the other way of it." So a 34-minute flight turned about a 55-minute flight on the way back. People were excited to get off the flight.
Who cares? You're rich now.
I'm loaded with network funds.
Yeah, you're flush.
But, I left my license in Nevada. Oh.
How?
So I took it out to go through security, and then I put it all, my wallet and everything, into those little bins. I grabbed everything but my license.
Well, why would you do that? Why would you leave it there?
I don't know. I forgot. I didn't realize till I got home. So I have to go get a new license today.
Can't have them mail it to you?
I don't know. Can they do that? Will they do that?
I would think so. All right.
I'll call them today. Do you just call the Las Vegas airport?
Yeah, just call the airport. Hi, is this the airport?
Yeah, this is Smidium.
Anyway, well, I'm glad you made it back safe.
Yeah, we're glad you're here.
Sounds like it.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, it was fun. Glad I got here.
Okay.
All right. I like being here.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
No Carly today because she's still in Las Vegas,
yeah,
correct?
I saw her on Sunday.
I saw that.
Yeah, I was living through you.
Man.
You guys were having fun.
The hotel room, Jason and her were staying at the Palms because Jason's dad does construction work for casinos.
Wait a minute. Don't they have a home?
Yeah, but one of the guys who's on the
Vegas Knights
is renting that home.
Oh.
And they're obviously still playing.
Oh.
It was a badass suite.
Hey, John Bonus.
Hi.
Hi, kids.
Hi, John.
Bonus. Staying at the Palms, though, off the strip like that, that sucks. Palms.
They might want to stay off the strip.
Yeah. They don't like the strip. Plus,
that's insane.
They're
it's
redoing the Palms, and it's super, super badass.
If I believe that, but it's my palms, off the strip. Softer.
Yeah, they should redo your Palms. One of them is pretty rough.
It's the same thing with the Rio. If they redid the Rio, and they should, it would still be off the strip. I'm not going over there.
Yeah, it's weird to go off the strip. And we went to your favorite place on Friday, downtown.
Why?
they wanted to go down and play cheap craps.
Who are you looking at when you say your favorite? Because he doesn't.
He was sarcastically saying mine.
It's Grease. It's Hawk's favorite.
Yeah, I don't say it's my favorite, but I mean it's better than here.
So we go down there. And, one of the guys I was with made a joke that if he were to open a bar, you would be able to turn in your AA coin. And the five people playing blackjack with us were all AA members.
Really?
They laughed it off, but yeah.
Isn't it supposed to be anonymous?
Yeah.
That's the other A, yeah.
Hey, I'm in that club.
Yeah.
Here's my full name and address.
We had a great
time. Bonded together.
Yeah.
All right.
I like this part. That's pretty cool. I don't know how he makes that noise.
Anybody see Solo?
No.
I don't think anyone
nobody did.
Unbelievable.
You know how I knew it wasn't going to do well? I tried to get both my kids three times this weekend to go to the movies with me and see it. Neither of them were interested.
I couldn't get Bailey to go yesterday either.
I really did. I was like, I got to go see this movie.
No one saw it.
I really want to see it. And I had the same thing. Kind of ran into limited interest on the family front. Although, in general, the critic reports on it are fairly good, right?
They're okay.
I thought it was like 78% or something like that. That's a pretty decent score.
I wonder why kiddos don't care about it. They don't seem to care.
But it's not even about the kiddos. If the number, 103 million for the 4-day weekend? That means the adults aren't into it.
Yeah, like, well.
That's a number that's a little shy of what Disney was hoping for, what the critics were predicting. They thought maybe, between 130 and 150 was a guess?
Yeah, didn't Mr. Z say 140?
And they're at 103.
Jeez.
Is it Star Wars fatigue? Is it too many movies? Maybe one a year is too many.
I gotta tell you, it feels to me like the Star Wars crowd has never really embraced, even right from the beginning, this whole idea of we're going to have a universe. And I'm like, there was resistance against Rogue One. Rogue One was a fantastic movie. We eventually got $1 billion. Don't get me wrong, right? But there was a lot of hand-wringing about that. Like, oh, they're going to mess with, they're going to mess with our universe. And it's sort of like, you guys don't really have a universe yet. You know, it's one of those things, like, of things that when I was 15 years old, 10 years old, that I would have said is absolutely going to be an awesome development in 40 years, the Marvel Cinematic Universe would be right near the top. Like, just knowing that I'm going to be able to watch not just a good movie, but, like, this series of good movies that build up this awesome world that I can kind of, study or think about or whatever on my off time, that would have been... had been right near the top of the list of things that I would have wanted at that age. And I think I would have been the same way about Star Wars. And now that it's sort of here, and it's not like they've done a bad job on any of the movies, but it seems like there's just some sort of resistance to it. That people don't want that out of Star Wars. And it baffles me. The only thing I can kind of think is that... by the way, same thing with Tolkien. Tolkien would be an absolute breakthrough if they kind of stayed fairly true to the original material. The only thing I can think is that with Marvel back in that day, you used to think about stuff like that because you had the comics. And with Tolkien, you could do the same thing because you had the books. With Star Wars, there really wasn't anything like that. They get to just kind of make it up as they go along. And maybe that doesn't grab people's imaginations the same way. I think that would be awesome, but I don't know. I'm a little surprised.
I love the phrasing that Star Wars doesn't have its own universe.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I don't know.
Maybe over 20-some years of waiting for the next one, that they're just kind of in that mindset of we only want the next one. We don't want to know the backstory. We don't want to know what happened over the Rebel things. We don't want this... stuff that they've kind of built out.
Clearly, Marvel can put out a movie every 3 weeks, and it still crushes. So the Marvel base is not in Marvel fatigue, even though I'm on the sidelines of that universe, and I definitely have Marvel fatigue because it just seems like it's way too much, and I'm not even watching them. But with Star Wars, I don't really have Star Wars fatigue, but it seems like everybody else does.
Yeah, well, I think amongst non-fans, I think with most of those franchises, amongst non-fans, there's going to be fatigue, right? But what supports it are the fans. And I'm just surprised, like, absolutely, right from the beginning, when Star Wars started saying they were going to do this, when they started announcing things outside of, you know, episode 7, 8, and 9, The Star Wars fan base was like, I don't know, I'm not sure I want to do that. And you're like, what is wrong with you? It's going to be great. And it seems like they, for whatever reason, it just hasn't really grabbed them.
I don't know.
It's depressing. Why'd you bring
NBA
that up?
I have NBA fatigue.
Yeah, I do too.
It's almost over.
No, there's like a month left.
I have that fatigue.
Well, it's 4 games left. We're almost done.
You might be right.
I have a lot of fatigues.
You do?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Your hat's camouflaged.
I have allergy fatigue.
Yeah, is that still happening really bad?
Yeah, I think I'll live. I mean, it's no big deal, but...
How long does it last for you?
It's the first time I've ever had them.
Really?
Yeah, this bad. I mean, my eyeball, every day I wake up and I want to get a fork and scratch it out of my face.
Oh.
Every day. Just my left one, too. Don't know why. Just the left one. I don't know. I think the best thing for me to do is move to, I don't know, the North Pole.
Yeah, you'd love that anyway, though.
I kind of would.
Because I thought of you yesterday. It was way too hot.
It was pretty hot yesterday. I won't lie to you.
That's hideous.
It was incredible.
Pretty hot.
No,
and
that's
then the
hideous.
Storm loved came it. In. And the storm came in and just... It was awesome. I liked that part. Storm was fun.
It's supposed to storm again today, right?
Probably. You know, it's summertime now.
Is it going to snow soon, Hawk?
No, it's not. Not here.
That sucks.
Yeah, well...
You're only 6 months away, Paul.
I can't wait.
We're almost
less
there.
Than that.
Yeah, I guess 4-ish.
Yeah.
How about daylight fatigue? You have daylight fatigue yet, Huck?
No.
Where it's bright as day out here at 5 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah,
no.
I can't believe that.
5:50 in the morning?
Just stay inside. It's like the middle of the afternoon now, right now.
Full of shades. Just keep staring at the TV. You never have to really notice.
I think I just have fatigue in general. But I'll wake up eventually. I got 5-hour energies out in the drawer.
That works.
As far as I know.
Are you sure?
No, not 100%.
Yeah.
I should go check.
So here's the docket. John Bonus is here. Hi, John.
Hi, John.
No Carly. She's in Vegas. Lucky. We assume Mark Rosen will be here at 8, right?
That's always an assumption, though.
No reason to think that he's not going to be.
I mean, I don't know.
I pay up a debt that's long overdue. That'll be between now and the end of the show as well. Paid. We'll recap that.
Is that right? Well,
we'll talk about Golden State. We'll talk about the Stanley Cup. We'll do some of that right after this during Front Page Sports right here on the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey, Corey.
Yes, sir.
You're young enough to have a decent memory, and I would guess you
fading
sort of
fast.
Are sauce as well.
I should have one.
Johnny, if you're like me, then we have no chance.
No,
but,
nothing.
I have a thing from MSN that has the team that won the NBA championship the year you were born, but that's not what I care about. It looks like every championship. We're going to start at 2017 last year and go backwards. I want to see how many you get without forgetting
Warriors.
Who won the championship. So Warriors in 2017. 2016?
Cavs.
2015.
Warriors.
Yep.
2014.
Warriors?
They've won.
Lakers?
No. Yeah, don't say yet. Let me think about this. Was that Duncan's last year?
Yeah, but I don't think. I don't know the last time they won it.
I'm going to guess Spurs.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
2013. Much like...
When did LeBron leave the Heat?
Right.
Was that the Cavs?
No, they've only won it once with LeBron. I'll say, well, no, the Heat. Is that too soon to be the Heat?
Also, Celtics times, too. Didn't Kobe win one late in his career?
No.
Can you give us? Does it say who they beat?
Just made it to the final.
They beat the Spurs.
Eastern Conference team? What the hell? That must have been the Heat then.
It was the Heat.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
2012.
So we'll say the Heat again.
Yeah.
It was the Heat. 2011.
That would be the Mavericks.
Correct. 2010.
Celtics?
Lakers?
Heat? The Heat went two or three.
No, the Mavericks. Yeah, but it was the Mavericks, then the Heat, then the Heat.
One of you is correct.
I think it's the Celtics.
Celtics lost.
Oof.
To the Lakers?
To the Lakers.
Good one, yeah, Sauce. Was,
oh, thank you. Thank you.
2009.
That's got to be the Celtics then.
Yeah.
Because right around 8 or 9 is when they had the big super team.
One of us.
Gone too soon.
One of us.
Yeah, it's got to be the Celtics.
I can't feel my...
Oh, wait, we got to shut up. This is the bit.
So 2010 was the Lakers. 2009 was?
Don't know.
Lakers.
Okay.
Lakers. All right, then definitely the Celtics or the year before that.
That's right. 2008 was the Celtics. You believe in miracles? Or whatever.
Yep, same thing.
Yeah.
It was, I think it was anything is possible.
Yeah.
That's right, whatever. Do, do, do. Anyway, so there you go. Then the 7 was the Spurs, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, then it was like basically Spurs, 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 Lakers, 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 Lakers. It's either going to be the Warriors or Cavs again for the 4th consecutive year. We have the same two teams in the NBA Finals. That is the first time in major professional North American sports that we have a four-peat in terms of the actual opponents.
Surprises.
Same four opponents, yeah. 4 years
right?
in a row.
That's right.
Yeah.
A little surprise that never happened with the Lakers and the Celtics.
Yep, I guess it didn't.
Yeah, no, that's a great point.
So on Sunday, LeBron James scored 35 in an 87-79 win in Game 7 on the road in Boston. Sauce, I assume you bet on that game?
Yeah.
Okay.
We took the Celtics.
So, look.
What was the spread?
Two and a half.
Couple, right? Yeah, two and a half.
Two and a half, and
don't you think everyone
was on the Celtics.
Don't you think both of these things that I'm about to say are true? But for whatever reason, Twitter seemed to separate them.
Okay.
LeBron was brilliant, right? He was great.
Yeah.
He was terrific. The Celtics blew it.
Blew it. Just
it's,
like
it's not
like
both. I mean, or it's not. They're not. They're not exclusive. It can be both. LeBron was great. They're like, LeBron willed the team. The Cavs were not very good outside of LeBron. The Celtics flat out blew it. They went 7 of 39 from three. Terry Rozier 0 for 10 from three, just jacking up garbage. He was basically Trevor Ariza last night.
Right.
if Rozier makes 3 or 4 of those. If Ariza makes 3 or 4 of those, we have a different finals.
You're just making up names.
Right. So, sure, Durant and Curry were brilliant. The Rockets were horrible.
Right.
Sure, LeBron James was brilliant. The Celtics were horrible.
They were terrible.
If you get average games out of the Celtics and Rockets, the Celtics and Rockets are in the finals.
Yeah. And that was the whole thing with betting against LeBron on Sunday night is... The bench and the role players for Cleveland are god-awful.
Awful.
Awful. But Boston just played down to that level. I mean, the bench in Boston for Cleveland has been so bad this series that you thought, okay, of course, the Celtics are going to roll. They didn't because they played so poorly in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown not good either. 3 of 12 from three. Marcus Smart 0 for 4. Again, it was almost the exact same story on back-to-back nights. The Celtics couldn't hit a three, they lose.
Yeah.
The Rockets couldn't hit a three. Historically bad last night at hitting threes, and they lose. That's it. So LeBron moves on, and then last night the Warriors move on 101-92 over the Rockets in Game 7. Durant with 34, Curry with 27, Harden had 32, which sounds nice, but that was 2 of 13 from 3 and 12 of 29 overall.
Yeah.
Not good. The Rockets shot 15.9% from 3. Their regular season average was over 36%. And like I just mentioned, the Rockets missed an NBA playoff record 27 consecutive three-point shots.
That seems like a lot, though.
That's a ton.
The Warriors trailed by as many as 15 in the first half, still won.
But that third quarter was impossible to watch.
Yep. Trevor Ariza, 0 of 12 overall, 0 of 9 from three-point range.
Trevor.
Blew it.
Come on, Trevor.
In Las Vegas, Nevada, the Golden State Warriors are huge favorites, not only in Game 1, depending on where you're looking, they're 12 or 12.5 point favorites. Largest opening game spread in at least 17 years since the 0-1 finals of the Lakers and the Sixers.
Goodness sake.
And overall, Golden State opened at minus 1,000 for the series. That's essentially the largest series opening line, or the series line in at least the same amount of time. So they are the biggest favorites in at least 16, if not 17 years. And then some people say, depending on which books, it's even further back than that. So the Cavs are plus 650 for the series, Golden State minus 1,000.
Unbelievable.
If you're a Rockets fan, you hear that, you just want to throw yourself down a flight of stairs.
Yeah, right, because we all knew that the Western Conference was essentially the NBA Finals, and it basically is, which means Chris is basically going to owe me 100, and so is Tommy Olsen.
But what hockey doesn't care.
No, they don't care.
It ain't over till it's over.
And you'll just bet again, right, Hogs?
Probably, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe not.
Maybe not, though.
The Vegas Golden Knights won 6-4 over the Capitals. They had a finals record 4 lead changes in Stanley Cup Final Game 1.
Is that right?
Yeah, 4 lead changes. Game 1 winner has won the last 6 Stanley Cups in 61 of 78 overall.
Is that right?
Sounds right.
Vegas is 11-1 in the playoffs this year when they score first, and they did last night.
What a sweet game. That town's electric for that team. People are so excited. It's
hard
cool.
not to be.
Yeah, it's very, very, very cool. And the buzz around that city is people want to get this in as much as they can, because as soon as the Raiders show up, that team, no matter what, because it's an NFL team, takes a back seat.
Hmm. Game 2 is tomorrow in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Awesome. That'll be sweet.
John, you're here and you care about baseball, so I'm going to bring up the score, okay?
Oh,
the Twins won 8-5 over the Royals. They had 12 hits, 3 for Brian Dozier. Sano hit his 6th home run of the season. Lance Lynn, 6 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, 5 strikeouts, 3 walks. Look it up on your phone unless you're my dad. The win snapped a 4-game losing streak for the Minnesota Twins. They lost all 3 games in Seattle over the weekend. The Twins are 3.5 games behind Cleveland. They are tied with the terrible Detroit Tigers. Tonight, Gibson versus Duffy, 7-15.
You might think from that score that the Twins' offense finally broke out. And I guess they kind of did, but they broke out in the 8th inning, and they broke. I mean, it was the same thing that we've seen for 4.5 games up to that point. This offense just is not clicking right now, and even the hit that kind of broke everything open last night was a gift double. A bloop single that was stretched into a double that cleared the bases because some smart base running. Give the Twins some credit, but they are just struggling offensively right now.
Over the weekend, they traded pitcher Phil Hughes to the San Diego Dads for minor league catcher Jannickson Villalobos.
Yes. So we talked about this a fair amount on Gleeman and the Geek.
Did I even get close?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Villalobos.
You're not going to, I don't think you're going to need to know that name.
Okay, so basically he's a worthless player, plus cash and the 74th pick in June's draft.
So here's what really, you said that exactly the way everybody reported it. The way everybody reported it is exactly the opposite way to take it, right? What really happened. Right? The Twins traded a second round,
the movie Clue.
The Twins traded a second round draft pick for $7 million in cash. And the catalyst for that was Phil Hughes' contract. So each team, I don't think you can just trade money for draft picks in Major League Baseball. You have to send a player back on each side. And so
like
both teams found a player.
Villalobos.
That's right.
Correct.
And Phil Hughes.
Yeah.
So
Phil Hughes.
Hughes was scheduled to make $13.2 million this season, $13.2 million next season.
I was surprised they found anybody to take him.
They didn't get the problem with finding somebody to take him is you got to find somebody to pay him.
Yeah.
And they didn't find anybody to pay him.
Ah.
They're picking up all of the salary for him except the $7 million that they were sent for the draft pick.
Ah.
You see what I mean?
They
didn't really find anybody to take on that salary. It was the Twins paying the Padres paying $7 million for a draft pick. And then the way you can do that is you can, we'll send you a player that's worth $7 million and you just pay his salary.
Here you go.
You know what I mean?
It's like that song, Take On Me. Great point.
That's a pretty good point.
Thanks, Hoggs.
Uh-huh.
Thanks. That was a horrible impression.
According to ProFootballTalk.com, Adrian Peterson keeps mentioning the Houston Texans as a potential spot that he would like to play.
Really?
He continues to post workout videos on social media of him, running on a treadmill. Because at 33 years old, that's the requirement for playing professional football, is extended runs on a treadmill.
Correct.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well played. Did you guys see the bit yesterday, speaking of Adrian Peterson? Free agent Adrian Peterson is interested in joining the St. Louis Rams. He said that.
He wants to join the St. Louis Rams.
He wants to join Todd Gurley and the St. Louis Rams.
That's not where they play anymore.
No. He's got a good chance playing there, though.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Could Adrian find either on a map?
Maybe.
I doubt it.
I'm not gonna.
You could probably find Los Angeles.
I doubt it.
I don't know if I could.
But why would
on
he
a
find
blank
Los
map?
Angeles? There's no team out there, according to him.
Yeah.
Well, the Chargers are out there. He doesn't want to play for those guys, though.
No chance he knows that.
No.
Adrian Peterson, quote, you know, obviously. I can't even read, and I'm ripping him for being dumb. Obviously, I've mentioned Houston a couple of times. I feel like Green Bay wouldn't be a bad look as well. Carolina, there's some options out there. Miami. That was an actual quote.
That was a sentence?
Not really.
I don't know, man.
He does. I do know Miami.
He's done.
Well, he's sure that he's not.
He's willing to lace him up.
Yeah,
who's willing to pay him? Like who's willing to pay Phil Hughes? Who wants to pay Adrian Peterson at 33 years old when the last couple of years he doesn't look like he has
all
it?
All right, fine. I'll do it.
You'll pay him?
Yeah, why not?
Why?
I got nothing else to do.
What are you going
to
pay him?
I don't know. We can negotiate it.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of negotiations, Chris, I would like to offer a slight olive branch to you.
Right?
When do you want me to discuss La La Land?
La La Land. I can't think of anything I'd rather hear next.
Yeah, I can't either. I can't wait to hear this.
I want you to try to tell me that you didn't cry.
I have some weird feeling that he liked it.
I know he did. Of course he did. It's great. It's a great film. Duh.
I may have sent a couple of texts on Friday. I tried to keep it to myself.
Yeah. You've gone on record, though.
I didn't get any texts from you.
You've gone on record, Hockey, as saying it's your favorite movie of all time.
I have gone on record as that.
Okay. Just making sure, because
I loved it.
The debt took too long to pay up, but I did finally pay it up on Friday night because my gals had other plans. So what do? On a Friday night by myself as an adult man, I sat and watched a musical in my basement. I'll recap a year and a half old film right after this on the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan. My aunt used to live in Paris. I remember she used to come home and she would tell us stories about being abroad. And I remember she told us that she jumped into the river once. Barefoot. She smiled. Left. Without looking. And tumbled into the sand.
Come on.
She's really good.
What film is this from?
That would be La La Land.
Oh, I mean, I knew that. That's what I meant.
It's so okay, I trust that, you. I trust you.
Well, no, but here's the deal. Speaking of that.
Yeah. She's adorable.
There was a reason when we made the bet that if you lost, you would have had to come over to my house to watch 2 hours of the World Series of Poker. The reason why is, even though I trust you, there's no way for me to quiz you on whether or not you actually watched it, because you'd go, I don't really understand cards.
And I don't
so
remember.
Some guy won. Yeah, right. Yeah. So you wouldn't be able to recap anything you saw. I saw when that one guy won the pot. Yeah. I'd be like, I kind of believe him, but you're not giving me any details.
Right.
I am willing to be quizzed on any part of it, even though I think you're going to believe me when I break down the review here in a second.
Sure,
but feel free to fire questions if you don't believe me. But I would think admitting sitting and watching the musical by myself on a Friday night is embarrassing enough to know that I probably did it.
Yeah.
Well, you have nothing else to do.
Yeah, I didn't. In fact, here's how my Friday night went. At 6:59, Sauce and I were going back and forth about Cavs, Celtics, and things like that.
Please don't probably read what I wrote.
Well, I'm gonna edit it.
Okay, because I'm smoked.
6:59, I wrote, I'm, watching, La La Land,
Right.
Sauce comes back with, I'm drunk in Vegas. And just for a timeline update, I was about 10 minutes into La La Land. I had just started it about 10 minutes before Sauce and I were texting back and forth. He says, I'm drunk in Vegas. I text back, please let me trade. And he says, that bad? And I said, and I quote, in all caps, I hated it 10 seconds in.
Well, I knew that, by the way. That's not a surprise.
And I said, not an exaggeration, the first 5 minutes, pure S.
I knew you would hate it. I knew you would hate that part. That is the worst part.
Then,
I agree.
And by the way, that part, of course, is they show this really
opening
lovely
musical.
Shot. Right, this lovely shot on the highway. All the cars are in a traffic jam. And when they kind of zoom in on the gal sitting in the front seat and she breaks into song, I go, bleep. And my gut just sinks. Like, what am I in for the next 2 hours?
Right.
Then I came back with bleeping awful. I bleeping hate bleeping musicals.
Right.
No then, stop. Unprompted, because he went MIA, I'm sure he was drinking.
Yeah.
Then I text, like, 10 minutes later out of nowhere, I just text him back, the second song was bleeping worse than the first. Kill me. And then he texts back a drunken ha. And then Sauce and I were done texting back and forth for the night. So the musical on the highway, the start of La La Land, and then the song where all of the girls are getting ready to go out together.
You love that.
That was the second song that I said. That's where I said kill me.
But you liked that one.
If you had said stop time right there, if you had said 20 minutes in, stop time, give me a score 1 to 10, I'd say you got to go lower than that, because this is a pure zero.
Okay.
You said...
Worse than Hunger Games.
And if you said... Well, for me, it is, for different reasons, because I just hate it. I hate musicals so much. So that's 20 minutes into a two-hour film. So you are 1/6 of the way through the film. If you could duplicate those 20 minutes 6 times and just say, this is the movie 6 times over, I'd say, this is the worst movie ever made. That's how much I hated the first 20 minutes of that film.
Right.
But it got incrementally better the rest of the way. And
you got two fine actors.
Yeah, so here was my problem after the first 20 minutes. It starts to transition away from a musical just to more about jazz music. So there's a lot of music the rest of the way.
Right.
There's songs the rest of the way, but most of it's in context of him being a jazz musician. So there's a couple of choreographed scenes, right? The pool scene's one.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's the scene where the two of them float up into the stars. There are other moments where it still feels like a musical, and those took me out temporarily, but it got better and better and better, and I got more and more frustrated that it wasn't just a movie and not a musical.
Right.
If you had just made it about Mia's drive to be an actress and Sebastian's drive to be a jazz musician and not had it be a musical, I would have probably loved it.
Right.
But I'll say this. After the first 20 minutes of a 0.0000,
right.
Wow.
The last 30 minutes are like a 9.9.
Oh, dude.
The last 10-15 minutes when she walks into the club and he looks up and sees her, that 10-15 seconds of him staring at the piano going, what am I going to do? And everything that must be running through his head, and just watching the baby goose, Ryan Gosling, sit there in silence. It had me.
Yeah.
And then the last 15 minutes of, here's what could have been, here's what we had to sacrifice to both achieve our dreams. And then the nod at the end, I'm like, God dang, man. That movie went from a 0 to a 9. Now, like, it still wouldn't be a 9 for me overall because there are parts that are just never going to be for me.
Yeah.
But I went from hating it to when it was all said and done, I'd go, all right, that was all right. The ending was so good that it wiped away how horrifically bad the beginning is.
Man, that must be really good.
The ending is terrific.
When
the ending is terrific.
It's perfect.
It's very, very, very good.
They don't do the easy thing.
No. Well,
and I love the nod because they're like, okay.
But they both are happy.
Right.
But it's almost like, I'm trying to think of another example.
It's hard to think of one.
Well, God, this is a really bad example, but this is basically what they're saying. If you saw the Ashton Kutcher film Butterfly Effect, one of the points of the movie is he keeps going back to try to keep fixing it so he can end up with Amy Smart's character.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what he does, every time he goes back, it ends up being worse, right? He's literally losing limbs or people are dying. Like, he can't get it to be where the two of them end up happy together, right? That's the whole point of the Butterfly Effect is every little decision you make, of course, changes everything. And the brilliance of the end of this one is they could have had everything together, but the only way they were probably ever going to get what they really wanted, which was their dreams, it just wasn't going to be together.
Right.
Awesome ending.
It is.
Awesome ending.
See, look at you. Look at you stuck
but through it. But why couldn't that have been a movie without musicals? It would have been just as dynamic. And they're both terrific, by the way.
Oh, God,
they're both
just
spectacular
so
actors.
Dude, the scene, again, I just played it, where she's in the audition. And
sure.
It's just her. You know that, by the way, that track, that's her actually singing.
Oh, I believe that.
That's not like,
that's incredible.
That's not overdubbed. The director in the director's cut says it was so perfect, even with the flaws.
They didn't want to dub it?
We left it where it was. That's the track that's on the soundtrack. If you buy the soundtrack, it's that live track she sang into the camera, one-on-one. Perfect.
My other subtle favorite part, and you accidentally referenced it, one of the two of you did in the first segment. After Gosling's character gets his first kind of big rejection and he realizes he's screwed, when he's playing the pool party with the 80s red, and he plays Take On Me, that 80s cover band plays Take On Me, and then she requests, Iran, I think, right, by Flock of Seagulls or whatever? That was awesome, because that little band shredded.
Yeah.
We all should be AHA cover bands.
I know, but you see the misery. I don't know, man. I think we, and there's no way you're going to remember this, but I'm 100% sure I remember saying, you're going to be out in this movie after the very first scene.
Yeah.
That's way too musical for you. But
it wasn't even the first scene. It was legitimately the first note she sang, because that means the first line of the film is singing, and I go,
I'm so glad you watched it.
Can we go even deeper than that? And before we completely bore everybody on a Memorial Day weekend with a La La Land recap a year and a half too late?
Yeah.
You know, one of the main points of the movie, though, is that his character loves old school jazz, and he doesn't love how jazz is evolving. He likes the old stuff.
Yeah.
And I really think those first two or three songs are the director's nod to, this is what I like.
Yeah.
Even though the world seems to be moving on from musicals like that.
Right.
And it's evolving, and we have new wave musicals. I think that really is saying, this is what I like.
I
don't care
that.
If it's old and outdated.
Sure.
And of course, That's everything I hate about musicals. Yeah, yeah. The old old school choreographed feel.
You can argue the whole movie's like that.
It really is. And one last nod to them, even though I don't, even though it doesn't connect with me. The one really impressive thing about most of those musical scenes is they treated it like live theater, because most of those are one long shot, which means the whole scene basically has to be choreographed, because it's not editing. Most of it's one shot, which is really impressive for a film to pull off that big of a scale of a choreographed scene.
Where they float up like that, with that scene you're talking about where they float up into the stars.
Yeah.
But I love moments where actors can communicate everything without saying a single word. And when the baby goose looks down at his piano, that's the best.
Yeah. Last 15, 20 minutes, A+.
I'm going to have to see this.
And then he nods at her. Oh.
It's weird, because I would never watch it again, but in a weird way, I'm kind of happy that I saw it once.
See?
Good for you.
Yay.
Kind of happy that I saw it once.
Yay.
Now I'm more curious why Moonlight beat it, because if everybody thought this was the front runner, I'm surprised that Moonlight ended up winning. And I think What's-His-Face is still surprised that Moonlight won. He had the wrong card. Faye Dunaway, and who was the other one? It was, I can see his face.
Yeah, yeah,
He's like a huge deal.
Annette Bening's husband, right?
Warren Beatty.
Yes,
Warren Beatty.
Thank you, Warren Beatty. My God.
Oh, goodness sakes. Here's to the one who dreams.
Anyway. So there you go. Debt has been paid.
Thank you.
Sweet.
But I'm so glad. And I won, kinda.
You did win.
Yeah.
You won, and I didn't completely lose, which I still feel the same way about the World Series of Poker. If you really sat down and watched it and understood how much money's on the line, how hard it is to get that far, and that even for top pros, the final table is mostly a once-in-a-lifetime shot, unless you get unbelievably lucky. We have about what? We have about 2 months. We got to put that back on the line. If you're willing to, we got to find another bet where that comes back up.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I'd be willing to do that.
And I'm willing to do something else. Maybe not watch another musical, but something like that.
Well, it'd be tough. Like, there's other films that I'd be willing to put that up against, because there's other films that I'd have to make you watch that I'm sure you would enjoy. Like Whiplash. I think you might walk away from Whiplash saying,
Whiplash.
That's one of the best films I've ever seen.
I've heard they're both brilliant, right? J.K. Simmons won the Academy Award for that. Which, by the way, how small of a part did he have in La La Land?
Oh, I know.
You have an Academy Award winner with about a 3-minute role.
But again, he is a stage actor by trade.
Right.
So that makes perfect sense that he'd want to be in that film. But Whiplash itself, man, I'm telling you, that there's certain films, man. I would rather bet this than money.
Sure.
Just to get you to watch films I think you'd like.
That's a good bit. Can we get him to go to an actual musical, like at the Orpheum?
He's going to have to put up.
I need him
so
to be on the
money.
Show. I don't want to see that headline the next day that I'm responsible for that. You know what I mean?
Correct.
I don't know how he's going to react, and I don't want to be responsible.
This will be a reference that only a handful of people get, but if I have a cyanide tablet around my neck,
that's what I'm saying. That's
hidden
problem.
In a necklace, 20 minutes into La La Land, I would have swallowed it.
Jeez.
So if I was at a musical and I knew I had to sit through an hour and a half of that in person, I'm going to drink myself to death and not care if I don't wake up.
That's aggressive.
We go hardcore sports with the Warriors, the Stanley Cup, the Twins. We'll do front page, not front page sports. What is this bit called?
What really matters?
Right after this on The Fan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Mark Tremonti, the lead guitar player of Creed and Alter Bridge. This is his solo project. It's called Tremonti. The song's called Take You With Me. Good little tune. Pretty good record. It's kind of heavy. 6:40 on a Monday/Tuesday morning, I guess. It's actually Tuesday, isn't it?
It is Tuesday.
That's better.
Short week. Hey, thanks, Memorial Day.
Yeah, that's great news.
Sauce, you mentioned on Friday when Tyler George, Kevin McDermott, Ole Sheldon from the St. Paul Saints, and basically everybody that's ever lived was on this show temporarily on Friday. You said when you called in that you don't think you would have won. You think Tyler would have legitimately won on Friday?
No, I don't think I mean, the Mark Cuban one by Kevin was great. The other ones, I had a super tough time.
You already know.
Merry Christmas. That was, I knew that one, I think the second clue in, but that was it.
That was about it, huh?
That was it. The Marvel Comics was great.
Tyler did well.
Yeah, he did.
He did great. It was like he was on PEDs. I don't know. I don't know what happened. He was like, it was almost like he cheated. That's how good it was.
What do you have, five? I think he finished with five. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was, I was impressed.
Pretty good.
Super duper impressed.
It's time for What Really Matters.
Whoa, Jesus.
Scores and stats around the world of sports. And in between, Chris Hockey will change your life with something else that has nothing to do with professional or amateur athletics.
I love this bit.
You do?
Yeah.
Good.
The Golden State Warriors came back from 15 down to beat the Houston Rockets in Game 7 in Texas last night, 101-92. So they also covered. I think they were 5.5-point favorites once it was announced that Chris Paul was out for Game 7 with a hamstring problem. Sounds like he would have, not that it matters anymore, would have missed a game or two, maybe even in the finals.
Ugh.
But the Rockets could beat the Cavs a time or two without Chris Paul. You can't beat the Warriors without Chris Paul, and they showed that last night. James Harden, 32 points, but it took him 29 shots to do it, and the Warriors got very lucky because the Rockets missed an NBA playoff record 27 consecutive three-pointers. Yuck. What really matters is this.
Yeah, that seems impossible. Like, I think if I took that many shots, I'd hit one.
100%. Well, I shouldn't say 100%, but 99% chance, yeah, that you're going to hit one of them.
Just one.
Just one.
The Mars Candy Company has posted a job opening seeking applicants for the world's sweetest internship in Chicago. The company seeking a confectionery connoisseur. Whose duties would include sampling the company's chocolate, their gum, and confections, and producing a personalized batch of chewing gum.
Sauce, don't you produce a personalized batch about every six to eight hours?
Yeah, I have some. Do you want to see my chewing gum?
Gross.
Talk. Do you
I don't
want to
see your
that
batch
so
at all.
So gross. The ideal candidate says the posting should be able to distinguish all five fruity flavors from the Skittles rainbow in a blind taste test, and also be able to blow bubbles with chewing gum that are greater than 5 inches in diameter.
Those two things seem pretty simple to do, don't you?
Yeah.
Trying some of their confections, though, don't always go the right way.
Yeah.
Sometimes you blow up like a blueberry. Or float over our heads in a million pieces.
Yeah.
Mike TV.
You're turning violet.
That gal could chew some gum.
She could chew some gum.
Can I do one?
Sure.
Blow a bubble?
No.
I doubt it.
What are you talking about?
What really matters?
The Vegas Golden Knights
won 6-4 over the Washington Capitals. That was game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. Game two is tomorrow, also in Las Vegas. Paul.
Is that right?
The song... 1 week, great point.
That's brown.
By the Bare Naked Ladies was a number one song on the Billboard charts in 1998 for 1 week. And it was the only Bare Naked Ladies song that ever hit number one.
That's brown.
That's a great song.
Well,
they have
a song
some
worth
bangers.
A damn.
Yeah, no, they have some really good songs.
That song, If I Had $1 Million.
That's a great song, right, Hogs?
I'll tell you this.
If I had $1 million, I would spend some of it to make that song permanently disappear.
What a waste of money.
That's a great song. Yeah.
I got $1 million. What do I care?
When Hockey says it's a waste of money, that's a massive waste of money.
That's
a great point.
I do. I know all about it.
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody listen to my podcast I did with the guy from Better Than Ezra?
No, how was it?
I'm really proud of it. I really enjoyed it.
Desperately Wanting is such a good song.
Was it good?
Why can't you do that during the IMDb challenge?
Because I have to think.
I had $1 million.
Whose turn is it, mine? The Twins won 8-5 over the Royals. That snaps a four-game losing streak. They were getting their asses kicked by Seattle all weekend.
If you had $1 million, what?
Huh?
I would buy you a house. I love this song.
What?
Yeah.
It's a great
easy song, right, Hogs?
Yeah. Easy's a great point, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
The one guy I think is in jail.
No, they're all on tour.
No, not all of them.
What'd he be in jail for?
Stephen Page.
He's in jail for Stephen Page?
Hold on here. He's in trouble for something.
No,
I think I remember, but I don't want to guess because it's one of those guesses that if it's wrong, I can get sued.
Don't say it.
No.
Let him read it. No, don't guess. What do you mean? How bad are you at Google?
Very bad.
I mean... All right, watch this. Watch this. Let me show you how it's done. You get on the Google machine, and you write in...
Stephen Page in jail.
Stephen Page
or charges
in jail. And then up, bare naked ladies singer faces cocaine charges. Bam!
Oh, I didn't get to that yet in the Wikipedia. In September 2015, TMZ discovered court documents because they have the Big Bang Theory theme,
right, the
their
theme
song.
Yes.
He alleges he was promised 20% of the proceeds.
But that has nothing to do with him being in jail.
No, he is in jail, though, or was, for cocaine.
He did not actually go to prison.
Okay.
He did not go to prison. He avoided jail time.
And this is a great life lesson. This is why I didn't guess on the air what
I thought
it was.
Yeah, because there was all, right. I don't know why I knew what you were going to guess.
Yeah, well.
But I knew what you were going to guess.
Because somebody else from a different band had that.
Well, yeah, a few.
And,
now, yeah, a few,
and I thought it was maybe Bare Naked Ladies, and I'm glad Stephen Page does not have to live with that affliction.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, people can like what they want unless it's this.
Yeah, yeah, right? You're not allowed to like that.
That you're not allowed to
stop
like. People
that.
Do, but it's gross and illegal.
I'm easy.
The Golden State Warriors will face the Cleveland Cavaliers. Game one of the NBA Finals is Thursday. This is LeBron James' eighth straight trip to the NBA Finals.
Double or nothing, they win at least one game.
Oh, wow.
No.
Ooh.
No. I think that's the most they can win is one.
Double or nothing,
they
win
two games.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I want to be high.
I'll bet you $100 they don't win two.
I'm not betting with you.
Okay, you bet with him. Think it.
No.
Come on.
I want a little.
Hey,
the way that I've ran this year, I'd like to just scoop up a couple of wins.
But think about it this way.
Before I go to Vegas in 2 weeks.
If they win two, they're not winning three. You'll at least win 100 from Tommy.
Yeah, but then I break even.
He's hedging it.
You're going to win.
No, you're not breaking even. It's double or nothing. You don't lose anything to Hawk.
Yeah. Two games?
No, I want to ride to Vegas on a hot streak.
They're the heaviest favorite in like NBA finals history.
I think they're going to get swept, but still. Don't worry about it. What really matters is this.
Hold on, I'm talking to Abigail. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, right on. Wonder if we were supposed to keep talking. Just to each other and not include Chris.
No, I'll be okay. Hold on. Let me give you one. Abigail, stay right there. Don't move. Okay. I better not read that while you're
multitasking.
I'm not going to read that one while you're on the phone. Oh, here's weird.
Here's weird.
A Missouri storm chaser told his friends and family in his obituary that he wants them to launch his ashes into a tornado. Jim Mad Dog Sellers spelled out his unique wishes in the obituary he wrote before he died Tuesday at the age of 64. He lived with a heart condition for several years. Sellers worked more than three decades for a telephone company and served as a reserve police officer. Had a lifelong passion for weather. That'll be fun, he said.
Yeah, that'll
scatter me ashes.
Yeah, that'll be fun for the person who dies trying to launch your ashes into a tornado. Great, now we have another dead guy. Great.
How do you go about doing
that? Is that Joe Nelson?
I don't think you overhand throw it.
Yeah.
You're too close.
I think you shoot it with a potato gun.
Yeah, like a t-shirt gun.
Remember when potato guns were a huge thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
In the 90s, my friend Ben had one.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe how cool it was. And Ben lived on, it's not Lindstrom Lake. I guess it's like through the little channel there by the old dinner bell. And Ben used to like launch stuff off the, because he kind of lived on a cliff. You had to it was a pretty steep walk down to the lake. And he would just launch potatoes into the middle of the lake because it was a very seldom used part of the lake. Just launch them. And we'd go over there and think it was so cool.
Are they still a thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
think
either.
So.
I'm going to Google it.
After you shoot off about six potatoes, you get pretty bored. But the first six are sweet.
Yeah. It's impressive how much power is behind those
things. Right. You can't believe how far you can launch them.
Right. Did you? I was on the phone with my daughter. Did you take my bet or did you chicken out?
No, I'm out. I think it's a free roll, but dude, I go to Vegas in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't want to go in on a hot streak and I'm basically guaranteed to win the series. I'm mostly guaranteed to have them not win two games, the Cleveland Cavaliers, but still. I don't want to have them find a way to win two games at home and then be pissed that I wasted a whole season of a bet on two stupid games.
Yeah. I get your point.
And the Warriors have, a couple times this series, felt like they were phoning it in for a while. Like, we'll just make it up later.
The finals,
even the first half of last night.
Yeah.
They were down 15 last night.
Yeah, they phoned it in game six, it looked like. And then they came back and won.
Yeah, they were down, what, 17?
Yeah,
they in game them, six. You can see
they
them taking
almost 30.
You can see them taking a game off or two versus the Cavaliers.
Nah, not in the finals.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about that, by the way, for people like Meat Sauce? Because, look, none of this matters unless you're betting on it. Sauce and a bunch of his crew in Vegas had the Warriors minus, what, 12.5?
12.5, yeah.
So when they're down 17 after one... Yeah. Sauce and his buddies are down 30 points.
Yep.
They're down 30, and they came back and covered.
They crushed.
They crushed the rest of the way and covered in game six.
Yeah, they outscored them like 40-11 in the third quarter.
Just in the third quarter last night was also the disaster for the Houston Rockets.
What a bunch of blank. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, God, the Rockets choked it away so bad.
Well, it's just a bunch of blank. I mean, come on. You missed that many in a row.
And that's how they got there, right? Their bread and butter is shooting threes. They're essentially the best team in the league. I believe they set the NBA record for most made threes.
It seems to be a strategy with the NBA right now. You have some kind of inside presence, and you have a whole team of guys who can shoot threes. And the question is, can you do that in a game seven? Can you, when the pressure is really on, still count on those guys who are hitting, 40% of their threes to hit 40% of their threes, as opposed to... Oh, sorry. In this particular, when the pressure is on, it's just really hard to hit a hit a long shot.
And they choked it away last night.
Yeah,
what really matters is this:
toilet paper manufacturer Kimberly-Clark and the new Meijer supermarket in Grand Chute, Wisconsin, teamed up on Wednesday morning to break the Guinness World Record for the tallest pyramid made of toilet paper rolls. The 14-foot, 3.75-inch pyramid was constructed out of 25,585 rolls of toilet paper inside the store.
How tall?
14 foot.
Jeez.
That's right.
That's a lot of TP.
That's right. They got started slowly, but then they got on a roll.
It's a lot of TP for your bunghole.
Paul, what's the most toilet paper you've ever gone through in one sitting? S-I-T-T-I-N-G.
Ooh.
Pass.
A whole roll?
Probably pretty close.
A whole roll.
A whole roll, yeah.
You measure that by, like, the number of squares, or you just say, like...
I eat a lot of
like, three oven mitts worth.
Yeah, in there.
But honestly, outside of Elaine and Seinfeld, who uses one square for anything?
No. You need more because I don't want to touch my fingers.
Right. You have to have enough so there's no risk.
Did you just say, I don't want to touch my fingers?
Probably.
And as hockey says,
if it's more than twice, just take a shower.
Take a shower, man. If you got to wipe three times, go get in the shower.
Isn't that a...
That's a Howard Stern. Yeah, for sure. And he's right on that one.
At some point, though, we have to figure out what Muss and Will Smith figured out a long time ago. That why are we using dry toilet paper at all? Right? Because remember, Will Smith, according to Mike Mussman, changed his life. Because Will Smith uses essentially flushable wipes.
Yeah.
And Muss heard him say that once, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago? And he goes, guys, it literally changed my life. Muss is forever grateful to Big Willie.
Yeah.
For doing that.
Yeah.
And now I can't stop imagining Muss wiping his ass with flushable wipes.
Good for him.
That'll be everybody's visual image if you know Mike Mussman. And all of us do.
Yeah, he talked about it a lot when he's at the State Fair.
I bet.
Yeah.
Which he loves.
He loves the State
Fair. Next time you see Muss at the State Fair, bring him some flushable wipes. He Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Tuesday, it's 7:02, it's May 29th. Gonna be a warm one out there again today. It's weird how quickly it all changes, isn't it?
Time is money.
Yes, it is.
Money's time.
I don't know about that.
We wasted every second dime on
Is that out?
Yeah.
Oh, it is out, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did it come out when you first brought it up, like a month or so ago?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anybody heard the rest of it?
It's great. It's
yeah,
fantastic.
It's great. Yeah.
Top to bottom.
Perfect circle.
I love this record. So long, and thanks for the fish.
You're welcome.
If your average, you have 119 of these. What are they? Television episodes on your DVR, apps, or individual artists / songs downloaded on your iTunes account.
I think 119 apps is too many. So yeah. I'm going to say DVR shows.
I'm going to say C.
I'm going to go with B. Apps.
John Bonus, you are correct. 119
wow, that seems like too many.
Apps.
That's a lot.
If
that's
you're
a lot
average, you have 119 apps.
Yeah, I use like four of them. iHeart, obviously. Twitter.
Isn't that free, the iHeart app?
Yeah, but I use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get it. Where do you get it?
I got about 70, it looks like.
Everywhere.
I'm pretty sure I can go through and delete about 30 of them.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, there's no
right.
doubt. I do that from time to time. Hmm. I wasn't getting any texts at all to the point where I was like, nobody likes me in the whole wide world. And then I realized that my daughter turned on her iMessage and was getting all my text messages.
Whoops.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean,
sure.
I don't, you know, I have special apps for that kind of stuff.
For dong shots.
I totally apologize, Abby.
Right.
I totally, is that what she called?
Yeah,
I never want to see meat sauce again.
I saw way too much of them this weekend.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
can
sir?
I please have your attention?
Yeah, why not?
I need your help.
Oh, good. I'm here for you.
Yeah.
This is a twofold story. Okay. It's twofold. I eat like I'm five, right? And that's offensive to five-year-olds.
Yeah.
Couple of things. Let's combine two stories that are currently in the news. One of
I got tweeted
at a lot over the weekend. Mm-hmm. There was this kind of viral buzz over the weekend on Twitter about somebody starting a wave saying, why are we still calling chicken fingers kids' foods?
Yeah.
Let's upgrade them to adult foods because adults love chicken fingers too.
Yeah. They're lit.
As a human being who lives and, not even exaggerating, survives based on the fact that I eat chicken fingers, I don't really care what they're categorized as. I'm going to eat them regardless of what you people think, right? What does it matter? I think the general line is chicken nuggets are for kids, chicken fingers are for older people, whether it's teenagers or adults.
Either way, they both
wail. Yeah, chicken nuggets kick ass as well.
Oh, hell
there's
yeah.
nothing wrong with nuggets.
Good, man. Sure.
It also almost depends on how you define them. Chicken fingers make it sound like they're for younger people, right? Sometimes chicken fingers sounds younger. Chicken strips sounds more adultish.
For sure.
Chicken tenders probably somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
I don't know. Like Raising Cane's says chicken fingers.
All right.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's because they want everybody to feel like they're included. If you call them chicken strips, maybe kids don't feel like they have the same accessibility. It's so weird how the word matters, doesn't it? And that's why people are arguing about it, I think. Either way, so there was this viral thing about chicken fingers being added to the adult menu. Well, who cares? Just order them.
Eat them.
Since when should anybody care what you order? Chris orders strawberry daiquiris with umbrellas. What's the difference?
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Order what you want.
I don't have to.
It's easy for you to say. You got past that a long time ago.
It's the only thing you can eat. I had to.
Right, exactly.
Okay. I had to get over that. So part of that, of course, is I don't eat like a normal person, so I don't eat burgers. Have never had a cheeseburger or hamburger in my entire life, and that also is not an exaggeration. I haven't had one bite, not once.
We had In-N-Out on Sunday.
I bet you didn't.
Did you guys eat that night, too?
Yeah, we did.
Genius.
Then there's this story.
Animal style?
Two people in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where the nerds went for Revenge of the Nerds, too.
What happened?
There's two people in Fort Lauderdale.
This is sad.
One is named Cynthia Kistner and some guy named Leonard Werner. They filed a class action lawsuit against McDonald's earlier this month. They're pissed at McDonald's.
Okay.
And here's why.
Oh, no.
They're claiming that McDonald's is cheating all of us by not knocking anything off the price if you order a quarter pounder without cheese. Their argument boils down to this. A hamburger costs less at McDonald's than a cheeseburger. So the cheese has some monetary value. So why wouldn't you get a discount if you have them hold the cheese? Jesus. That's their argument. They're asking for $5 million in damages. Jesus. Have you guys ever once ordered a quarter pounder without cheese and thought you were getting shortchanged?
No, you don't get it without the cheese.
You don't have to.
You think it. You never get it without the cheese.
No, but if you do, would you feel like you were getting shortchanged?
No, no. Because as Hockey says, it's just cash. Who cares?
But not just that. I mean, no.
No, I would never think of
that. No, how much is a single slice of cheese? I mean, how much less do you want me to charge you for taking off the cheese?
Right.
A dime.
A dime?
No.
There ain't no way a single slice of cheese costs
a dime. That's how much cheaper a hamburger is than a cheeseburger.
Is it? At McDonald's, it's 10 cents?
You know what? I think you're right.
Yeah. That's what I remember from when I was 12.
Let's
I don't know.
It. Sauce, yeah. That's the only one it takes you to Google 12, this.
They cost a dime.
Oh, hang on. So let's see how long it takes Paul to Google the prices, current prices of a McDonald's hamburger and cheeseburger.
Can I tell you a game changer?
It'll be the same on the 99 cent menu at this point.
A game changer at McDonald's?
Mm-hmm.
When you go to McDonald's, get a McChicken and get cheese on it. I'm telling you, it's a game changer.
You think you just invented that, Einstein?
No, but I had never heard of it.
You never heard of putting cheese on a chicken sandwich?
On a McChicken, no. I had never done that.
All right. Congratulations, baby.
Okay, here we go. A hamburger?
Way to live large.
Where's the price?
I love that Chris is just hammering a can of Pringles at 7:09 in the morning.
Yeah, why not?
And he can't stop.
Just plain flavor?
That's all I had left.
What's wrong with the plain ones?
Nothing.
Back in the old days, it's all we had.
Hey, quick update for everybody in the listening audience.
Hi.
Saw still hasn't found the price.
Okay, I got it. No, not yet. Okay, I got it.
In my time, join a class by yourself.
I'm not dumb.
Anytime.
I didn't say.
Just said you had it.
I thought I did. Keep playing the music.
Oh, yes. You have a plethora.
I don't have anything yet.
Okay. You wasn't planning on taking the body from us, was you, boys?
You get away, man. We found him. We got dibs.
Oh, we better start running, Eyeball. They got dibs.
Come on, Chris. It's split. They're not taking
him. Come on, man. This is crazy.
They're not taking him.
He's got a knife, man.
You're going to have to kill me, Ace.
No problem.
You're not taking him. Nobody's taking him.
What are you going to do, shoot us all?
No, Ace. Just you.
They don't make movies like that anymore.
That was a good movie.
Great movie.
That's one of
the best movies.
Did you find it yet?
Nope.
Damn it.
I want you to spill your guts. Tell us everything.
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 Okay, I'll talk. In third grade, I cheated on my history exam. In fourth grade, I stole my Uncle Max's toupee and I glued it on my face when I played Moses in my Hebrew school play. In fifth grade, I knocked my sister Edie down the stairs and I blamed it on the dog.
Look at his look on his face. He loves him. Did you find it yet?
Nope.
Damn it.
What is that?
Hmm?
On your ear.
Ear.
No, your left ear. Is that? Is that a hair gel?
Find it yet?
Nope.
Where would Tina Turner be right now if she rolled over and said,
why can't you? You can play the rest of that. It's just a clip from a movie. You can play that. Play it. It's not the end of the world.
You know they edit this part out when they show the movie now.
Where? Like on where though? Like on.
I have no idea what channel I've seen it on, but like TBS and those jazz.
Where would Tina Turner be right now if she'd rolled over and said, "Hit me again, Ike, and put some stank on it"?
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Just stay out of my way.
Oh wait, did you find it yet?
Nope.
Just stay out of my way. You'll pay. Listen to what I say.
How about I just go eat some hay? I can make things out of clay and lay by the bay. I just may. What do you say?
Shooter McGavin.
Paul, you finally have it?
Yep.
Yay! Well, no, I haven't. Play one more.
What?
Haven't found it yet.
What?
Play one more thing.
All right, hold on. Here you go.
Listen, here's the thing. If you can't spot the sucker in your first half hour at the table,
hi,
then you are the sucker.
Yeah, I know.
Or Corey's not in yet.
Yeah, or I'm on my way to the casino still.
Okay, you ready?
Anytime.
A regular cheeseburger at McDonald's is $1.19. A hamburger is $1.
So it's 99 cents.
Yeah, so 19 cents is the difference.
Okay. Thank you for the update.
Yeah.
Hey, back to...
I would bet you a lot of money that is incorrect information.
Really?
This is from hackthemenu.com.
Okay. Yeah.
Pretty sure a double cheeseburger at McDonald's is 99 cents.
According to this, it's 179.
Why did we even...
You just changed.
Have him do
like
it.
The last 35
no, I double cheeseburger.
Hey, I have two TV
oh,
questions
wait,
for you
this
guys.
This is an old menu.
Yep.
This is from when they still had the premium McWrap.
Well, I'll see you guys later.
He's okay.
He's fine.
A horrible
Jets
shot.
Look away.
Two TV questions I'd like to ask the class. You guys are familiar with the Will Ferrell classic Step Brothers?
Oh, yeah, one of the best movies of all time.
Is there anything worse than watching, in today's day and age, than watching a film like that on cable TV when it's edited?
It's,
what a waste
it's
of time.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no reason to watch it.
Comedy Central did like a Step Brothers back-to-back-to-back-to-back kind of a marathon the other day.
Yeah.
It was like Step Brothers three or four or five times in a row, and I'm going, who is watching this? This is one of the funniest movies ever.
Right.
Consistently ruined by editing.
Yeah, don't edit it.
You watch it with your kids, though.
Not really. Not honestly, you really can't. It's because they still push the line, but then still suck out all the fun at the end.
Right.
Speaking of marathons, that was part two of my Comedy Central-related frustration.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are familiar with Netflix?
What flicks?
Netflix.
Oh.
They have every season of everything that's ever existed, including The Office. 15, 20, 30 years ago, if USA Network ran a Star Wars marathon, it was, hey, do you hear they're going to run all three Star Wars films back to back to back on
Hell
Saturday?
Yeah. Right.
We should sit in our house all day and watch that. That sounds like a great idea. Or it's whatever. They're going to run 12 episodes of Saturday Night Live back to back to what? It's a Saturday Night Live marathon. It's going to be unbelievable.
Right.
Yesterday, Comedy Central did, I think, one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen a lot of dumb things.
Boy.
They had a Memorial Day Office marathon. Let's just start there. Strike one. You could do that on Netflix anytime you want.
Right.
Step two, commercials, of course. Right? So it's not like you can skip through the commercials. It's on TV. And then step three, for whatever reason, they didn't run the episodes like season one, episode one, season one, episode two, episode three. They were skipping every four or five episodes. So they went through the whole series of nine seasons, skipping three or four episodes every time to get through the whole series.
You're
so it's basically like, do you want to watch every fourth episode of The Office with commercials all day on Memorial Day? If you do, all six of you, I hope you had a great time yesterday on Memorial Day watching The Office. Who is that person?
You're dumb.
But let's...
Who is that demo that's going to go, I haven't seen this. I'm going to watch it with commercials in a non-linear fashion all day.
That is my...
What? Who is that?
It can't be Comedy Central's prime demographic. Right?
I don't know who...
Comedy Central's got a trend towards a younger demographic.
Yeah, and those people are streaming.
Right.
Who is that person? I want to know who watched that yesterday.
Your dad?
My dad doesn't have Netflix. We didn't do Fan 5 at all.
No, but don't worry. Call the CarX man. Thank you, CarX. We can do it when we come back if you want.
Yeah, let's... CarX sponsored. Let's do the bit when we come back. We'll do an official Fan 5 after this. Power, it's your morning show on The Fan.
Everybody, Corey, please think about donating.
In general?
No.
Blood? Plasma? Money?
No. Please. You're going to immediately poo-poo what I'm about to say, but I want you to think about it before you say no and before you make some snide comment.
I won't say anything.
Hey.
That doesn't work so well on radio, but all right.
A Louisiana-based televangelist is asking his followers to donate money for a $54 million jet that can go anywhere in the world in one stop. The Times-Picayune reported. Jesse Duplantis, 68, a Christian minister based in Desteron, about 25 miles west, or I should say east of New Orleans, says his ministry has paid cash for three private jets. You know, I've owned three different jets in my life and used them, just burning them up for the Lord, Duplantis says in a video. Duplantis is now reportedly seeking the funds for a Dassault Falcon 7X, which is, again, worth $54 million. The problem with the previous jets, the minister says, is that they require multiple stops to refuel. But flying the Falcon 7X, Duplantis says, will allow him to save money and not pay those exorbitant prices with jet fuel all over the world. I really believe that if Jesus was physically on Earth today, he wouldn't be riding a donkey. He'd be in an airplane preaching the gospel all over the world.
Now, what do you want me to do?
Oh, I want to see if you want to donate. By the way, just to say, in case you're wondering why he's coming up with this now, one of his Kenneth Copeland in Texas, another televangelist, just bought himself a Gulfstream V jet for $36 million. And damn it! You can't have him having a better jet than me! Would Jesus need a jet? And should I have to tell a minister that?
Yes, Jesus would need a jet.
Why?
Because Jesus.
Jesus
needs to fly in a jet.
He do?
Jesus isn't flying commercial.
No. Jesus had never fly at all. He didn't have to.
No, he thinks it. No, Jesus isn't flying commercial. Are we insane here? No.
Yes, we are. The whole goddamn thing is a scam.
He's not standing in security. No, he's not taking his shoes off.
He doesn't have to. No. He doesn't wear shoes.
No, he wears shoes.
You do?
Yeah.
How would you know?
I don't know.
Right.
Not anymore.
Right. Right.
Who are the son of a bitches that are donating to these idiots? How could you, in good faith, pun intended, give money away to a guy to get a jet?
I'll tell you who, and I'll tell you why.
Suckers. Pure suckers.
Well, call them what you want if you'd like, but I'll tell you what they're trying to do. Wrong button.
Yeah.
Great song.
Yeah. Now, give all of your money to some rich a-hole with a jet. What a scam.
This is such a good song.
Thank you.
But technically, isn't this song a euphemism for a woman?
That's a weird sentence.
But isn't that what the song's about? That it's not a stairway to heaven, that the woman is actually heaven?
Can I ask you a question?
No.
God, no. What if this jet crashed?
Mark.
With this guy in it.
That's inappropriate, Abbott.
It's not funny.
I wonder how that would be received.
I don't know, but I do know it's time for...
Don't worry, call the car X-Man.
And you can tell us all...
What happened?
...in sports.
I can tell you what happened. We have a fourth consecutive matchup between the Cavs and Warriors because those two teams advanced in their respective game sevens.
I'd be embarrassed if I were basketball.
Why?
Same two teams get to the finals 4 years in a row. How about a little dichotomy? Is that the word?
Well, think about it like this, too. If you go back to the very first series of the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Pacers blew it. The Pacers were the better team, had LeBron and the Cavs on the ropes, and couldn't finish. Think of how worthless the entire Eastern Conference playoffs would have been without LeBron in it. My guess is it would have been historically bad ratings the whole way without LeBron.
Yeah, especially once the Sixers got eliminated by the Celtics. Sixers were at least interesting, right?
Nothing. The Cavs should have lost round one.
Yes.
They didn't.
Right.
They should have lost to a better Toronto team. They destroyed Toronto.
It's almost like it's rigged.
Well, it's just that he's that good.
Who?
LeBron.
Now, no one watches it without him.
But now I want right. That's my point. That no one would have watched the Eastern Conference playoffs at all without LeBron James.
They
now,
don't have to.
How are they going to handle the finals? Do we care?
Yes, sir.
It's Steph and KD against LeBron again.
Hockey, you're give us your overall thoughts on the finals. Your game plan for game one.
My game plan for game one.
Yeah,
I plan to sit down on the couch.
Start?
Hold on, please. You want me? Oh, you're if I
yeah,
was coach,
yeah,
I thought you meant
yeah,
for me
coach,
for my watching pleasure.
No, if you were a coach,
if I were a coach, I would probably make sure that Kyrie Irving was set to play the game in good conscience.
For what team?
Correct.
Profound.
I think you need a jet.
I think you need a facial reckoning.
Okay. The word reckoning didn't make it better.
Yeah. What if you made it worse? What are you doing at 9:05?
You do look scaly. You look scaly.
You need a
reckoning.
Yeah.
You look scaly. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I got a lot of sun this week.
It doesn't look like you did.
I did.
Really?
Well, but I play a lot of golf outside, so I already have a tan.
Salary, do you have the tan?
Salary has the tan.
How hot was it in Las Vegas?
90?
Because I saw yesterday that the hottest city in America yesterday was Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Is that right?
It was. Hotter than
Minneapolis
California,
is always
Texas.
The hottest city in America.
Hell yeah, it is.
Erotic city.
How was dinner with the Zuckers?
Oh, it was wonderful. And right outside, there was a billboard now. Did you know there's a Magic Mike XL show?
I did not. Where is this billboard?
It's right outside of Aria. There's a huge billboard for it. It's Magic Mike XL, and it's male and female.
But
mostly
it's a stage
male.
Show?
It's a stage show.
And is the show underway, or were they promoting when it premieres?
No, it premieres in 2 weeks.
What are you
what
doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I leave for Las Vegas on June 10th.
Yeah, it premieres June 9th.
How much does it cost to change?
What hotel are you staying at?
How much does it cost to change a flight?
Why do you need to change the flight?
I would like to go out a day early.
Like June 9th at Magic Mike XXL premieres?
That would work. It's my anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah, give her something for once.
Yeah. All shows are
early.
All tickets available for every show. There's 15 shows.
Did you go to the Mexican restaurant there at the Aria?
No, but...
It's delicious. You know what it's called?
No.
Olé. It's called the Aria Olé.
Oh, yeah. Is it really?
Yep.
What do they serve
your
there?
Your face is awful scaly.
Yeah, you need a reckoning.
So's your seeds.
Well, that's rude.
That's rude. Oh, but seeing my face looks like King Cobra from G.I. Joe is okay.
Wasn't he a steak?
He was a steak?
That'd be delicious.
Show is derailing.
But more importantly, if you go to Las Vegas, if you're going anytime soon, I cannot recommend enough Yardbird. It's Southern style food, and if you've been to what's the place?
Venetian.
No, what's the
Areole?
Place? If you've been to Revival here,
yeah.
Revival's an A. Yardbird is an A+. It's the most amazing meal I've probably ever had.
Really?
It's unbelievable. It's at the Venetian. It was so good. David shook hands with the manager.
Well, that's just lame. I mean, that's pathetic. But
really?
What did you order?
We got fried green tomato BLTs.
Does the
macaroni and
manager
cheese.
Know he has hepatitis now?
No. We got macaroni and cheese, which Dove basically licked the spoon clean. Peanut butter pie cake. It's like a mixture of both for dessert.
Golly gee.
Oh, and fried chicken, short rib. Oh, my God. It was one of the best meals I've ever had.
What was the blood alcohol level of Eric Nordquist while you were eating at Yardbird?
He wasn't there.
Why?
He was gone. He was not with us.
Who drank the most this weekend?
Out of the four of us combined? Eric Nordquist. No. Probably... Why went you know me? I go to bed about 9. I got a good 12 hours of sleep every night.
Jeez.
I like sleeping.
Me too. Man.
I don't get to sleep in here.
Why?
Because I get up. We get up early.
But then you can sleep the rest of the day if you want.
Oh, Saturday or Friday night, I think I went to bed about 8:30.
In Las Vegas?
Yeah, they were all getting ready to go out, and I went to bed.
Should be a sin.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, you should be arrested.
Yeah. I put the temp about 65. It was great.
Was it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You fly 3 hours to take naps.
Yeah.
You can nap here.
You know how stressful my life is?
No.
I'm just kidding. No, I went and took naps. I don't care.
Did you say anything about the Twins in your fan fight?
They won.
The Minnesota Twins did win 8-5 over the Kansas City Royals of Anaheim. Good for them.
Snow hit a homer, didn't he?
He did his sixth.
Dozier had, what, 3 hits?
3 hits, yes. So that snaps a 4-game losing streak.
It'd be nice if their bats can come alive a little bit. They've got a 4-game series versus Cleveland coming up this weekend. So,
is that a new uniform they were wearing yesterday, by the way, like the gray on gray?
I think this was camo. I think all the teams were wearing some sort of camo type uniforms.
I hadn't seen anything like that one before. Yep. That's an interesting look. Yes. I like that.
All weekend they were wearing slightly odd uniforms.
Sure, it's fun to play baseball in 100 degree heat, even though the game was in Kansas City. I'm sure it was very warm there.
It was ridiculous. Oh, sure it was,
That's hideous.
One of the hottest Indy 500s ever.
Saw Danica ended her career with a crash.
Yeah, wasn't her fault. She had a bad car.
But even so.
Yep.
Doesn't Danica crashing basically sum up her entire career? I would say this isn't even a hot take. This is just the take, I think. If she was a guy, she would have an absolutely stone-cold forgettable career. Would have never known her name. She would have never been in the headlines if she was a dude.
Right, sure.
Right? I mean, she did nothing.
She won. Didn't she, Hawk?
She did. She won in Tokyo once.
Like one race in what, 15 years?
Something like that.
She's been racing for that long? How old are we?
We're pretty old, dude.
We're getting there.
You're handsome.
Well, you got a scaly face, but I know how to fix that for you.
Why do you keep saying that? Oh, you do? How do you do it?
We do Vikings news next. John, you got to go?
I hope so.
Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Power Trip Morning Show. 7:41. Expecting Mark Rosen a little bit later on. Carly out today.
She's in Las Vegas, Nevada. Good for her.
Must be weird to be going somewhere and staying at a hotel when you own a house like down the street.
Yeah. Good problem to have.
It's like, did you guys see the video of that dude climbing up those balconies to rescue that little baby?
Yeah.
How about that guy, huh?
I have so many questions about that video.
Did you hear the follow-up story, though?
Yeah, the guy, the dad playing Pokemon Go.
Come on.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
He's in trouble, yeah.
Which he should be.
Yes, correct.
If you haven't seen it, dude literally scales 4 different stories, climbing up balcony after balcony to get to a baby who's dangling from the 4th-story balcony, and saves the little baby.
I have so many questions.
All right. I don't know if I have any answers, but I'll try.
I'll try as well.
How old is that kid, do you think? Ballpark it.
I think I have it, actually.
3?
2 or 3. 4. He's 4 years old.
My daughter is 4.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I promise you, she can't hold herself that long. I don't know how that kid held on that long. You know how hard it is to just hold, as a kid, to hold on, just having your own body weight being the only thing you're holding?
Right.
That's not easy. Put a 4-year-old on a monkey bar today at the playground and see how long they can hold themselves there. It's not very long. The fact that kid held on that long, that blew my mind. Then the other thing that I've never seen explained yet over the weekend is when Spider-Man is halfway up the building, right, and the crowd's going crazy because somebody's got to save this kid, the person that's in this that is on the same level as the kid that like reaches over, why does that person not make a more valiant attempt? What is that person doing? The other guy's still two floors away.
Yeah.
And that guy's like, come over here, kid. Why doesn't that guy grab that kid?
I don't know.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Watch the video again if you haven't specifically watched that guy's reaction. Everybody's so focused on this unbelievable dude climbing four stories to pull that kid back off the balcony. Who is this other random not pulling that kid in? From seemingly from arm's distance, right? Like within an arm's length. Doesn't make even a half-ass attempt to pull the kid in.
I'm seeing a still shot of that. There's a man and a woman. You're right. I have no idea why they're just standing there. I have no idea.
Somebody's calling in right now. Maybe somebody has an answer. Or it's just somebody else looking for free stuff. Yeah, I mean, man, and how about the fact that France basically says this guy has immediate citizenship? If this Absolutely. Guy wants to be a citizen Believe of France, yeah. that's the kind of person we need in this country. So,
believe it or not, Rosie is listening on his way in.
And Rosie knows the answer. Hi, Rosie.
I'm just on my way up, and I heard you guys talk about it. I said the same thing, Corey, but there was a partition there. He couldn't reach the kid.
I see it.
You can't tell that, but...
Yeah, you can see that there's something holding him back from reaching over, but it still looks like he has no interest in even climbing over the side to save the kid. He's going to watch the kid fall.
I said the exact same thing over and over. So why didn't that guy just grab him? But then I think you realize it's difficult to see because you're concentrating so much on Spider-Man that man could not reach the kid. Maybe he was just, you know, it's hard to tell by the perspective where the camera was how long of a reach he had.
Yeah.
But it was obviously too far. But, yeah, that was the story. So,
what a hero, man. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it was extraordinary.
Crazy
was
great, video.
Great weekend, Memorial Day weekend. I'll see you guys in a couple minutes.
See you in a couple
Bye.
Minutes.
Bye, babe.
Yeah, and you can see in the video the partition that Rosie's talking about. You can see that the guy who doesn't make a great attempt is being blocked by it. But this dude climbs up four stories.
Yeah, I know.
And that guy's on the same floor and doesn't care to say, well, I'm going to have to get on the outside of this fence and, you know, climb across.
Yeah, that's it's like, I'd really like to help that baby, but...
But that guy's on his way, yeah, right. and this, he's, he seems so far away. It's not my baby.
Yeah, I don't
want
to move.
Yeah, no. You'd all like to think that you'd do the right thing, and you know?
Yeah. Right?
Or how about the fact that how many people, if you watch the beginning of the video, how many people have the idea, like, we have to catch this kid, but they realize, I'm not capable of climbing. Right? Mm. So many helpless people that want to help but can't get up there. This dude's like, I got it.
Yeah.
And he
just flies
up the side of that building.
Literally like Spider-Man.
Awesome.
Literally, Matt Burke.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Awesome.
Here's what really matters. It's Vikings News.
That's right. Touchdown! Bibbidi-doop. Bibbidi-boo. Accessories. That's right. Meow.
So, remember last week when the NFL announced their new national anthem policy? And not everybody, but most people, it leaned towards not liking it as opposed to liking it.
Sure.
And the rule itself, regardless of where you stand on whether or not you personally would stand for the anthem, it was about most people thought the NFL was being pretty stupid on trying to shut down protests the way that they were doing it because it's just going to cause the protesters to get even more motivated to continue to protest. Right. Well, now, over the weekend, Pro Football Talk had this story as well. There are rumors circulating that some NFL stars, whoever that is and however many people that is, are theoretically thinking about considering sitting out potentially the season or as long as it would take to get Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid specifically back on NFL teams. This is what they did. This is going to be the biggest backfire ever.
Yep.
And anybody that thinks otherwise, I think, is just diluting their own brain. This is a bad idea to tell protesters to just go away. That has never worked. The smartest play was to keep compromising and keep having an open discussion with their players the way the NBA has. Keep talking with them. But to make this decision last week without them, this is what you're going to see. Now, are we actually going to see multimillionaires sit out and cost themselves a ton of money? Probably not, right? The NFL is probably going to call the bluff of some high-priced players.
I would guess so, yeah.
But that doesn't mean somebody's not going to. Right, maybe we're not going to see A-plus names, but that doesn't mean we're not going to see B or C-level talent say, I'm willing to do it.
But if you get one A-plus guy to do it,
right,
then you get a ton. Plus, as we always say, don't encourage it. And they encouraged it by doing what they did. Don't encourage it. Just let it be.
Like I said last week, we all know that the NFL's business is hurting because of this. It's not helping the business model. The NBA went through this 20 years ago as well. With Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf and others. You have to do something about it, but closing the conversation and basically telling protesters to go protest where no one can hear you is a horrible game plan for the NFL. So I don't know if these guys are actually going to sit out and have training camp bonuses or every day they skip a preseason responsibility. I don't know if they're going to do that. But just the fact that they're thinking about it, doesn't that say that they probably made a giant misstep here? Mm. What are they doing?
Yeah.
The other thing, we briefly mentioned it earlier on ProFootballTalk.com, but Adrian Peterson still wants to play, and he's still posting workout videos, and he mentioned about six or seven teams he would like to play for, but he mentioned again that the Houston Texans are definitely one of them.
Yeah. What do you think the and I can't find the article now, darn it. I looked at it yesterday, though. What do you think the chances are that Teddy does actually end up staying with the Jets and maybe even having a shot of being the starter this year?
Don't know, but obviously they traded one of the quarterbacks away, right? Hackenberg?
Yeah, Hackenberg to the Raiders.
Every article I've read is that they are just loving what Teddy's doing
and
right
that
now.
Teddy looks good, yeah. Right? Yeah. Is that Teddy is so far flying colors.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe he starts and they...
Yeah.
The I mean, they've got Darnold, obviously, but maybe...
That's the long-term answer.
Yeah, but maybe what's-his-face is the third-year start or the third starter on the board.
Well, either way, right? When a month ago, most of us thought, Teddy was probably on the way out even in New York, that he wasn't even going to make the team. But now, the good news is, let's say for whatever reason he does not make the team, you would hope based on these reports that somebody else says, well, we'll take a flyer on him. If he looked that good but for whatever reason got squeezed out, then, hey, open doors. Why not?
Yeah.
I don't know. Good
love
for him.
To see it. Yeah, again, AFC team, you can root for him all you want, right?
Yeah. Yeah. One hell of a guy.
Yeah, like that guy.
Absolutely.
Still surprised that he didn't stick on somehow.
Here. I wonder what it was.
I don't know.
Well, Zim loved him.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, would you rather have Trevor Siemian or Teddy Bridgewater?
I don't think I think he wanted a chance to start.
Right, and if with Kirk Cousins here, you're not going to start. Yeah. But, I mean, if Teddy's healthy, I take Teddy 10 times out of 10 over Trevor Siemian.
Yeah. And according to, as Hawk said, everything out of Jets camp, he's extremely
healthy. Killing it so far. Good for Teddy.
Yeah.
Hey, Teddy.
Yep.
And I would assume, it's probably not till training camp, but teams eventually are going to have to come out with their depth chart. We'll see where he goes.
I don't know if they do that after the OTAs or not.
I don't know.
One more week of OTAs, right? This week they have to do the OTAs. Yeah, right.
Those are always weird, too, because that's... Some of that's bluffing.
Yeah.
Depth chart, news releases.
Well, yeah. Just to keep the NFL and the teams in the news. People go nuts about it. I mean,
sometimes it's motivate young players or even motivate veteran players because you put them behind somebody else.
One of the lead stories on all the sports web pages is that some guy who was with the Patriots hated it.
I've never heard of.
Right. That's how little is going on in the NFL. But because it's an NFL story and because it includes the Patriots, it's a lead story on ESPN.
But we're, 2 weeks away from it being back to pure NFL news because the NBA will be done, the NHL will be done. It's just baseball, which baseball has about 9 years left in this season.
Right.
So we're about 2 weeks away from basketball and hockey being irrelevant again, and it's back to football season.
Yep.
Almost there. Mark Rosen just called in, but he joins next during Fan 5 and the 8 o'clock hour of the Power Trip Morning Show.
Down on Main Street.
Good morning, everybody. The solo movie defied weeks of industry projections by landing below even conservative estimates, which had the first Skywalker-free Star Wars feature film opening at about $130 million. Instead, it opened at $103 million. So, disappointing outcome for the Solo movie.
I wonder why, Rosie.
It doesn't have a female lead for the Star Wars movie. That was one of the theories.
Really?
No, I don't know if we buy that, but I just... could be Star Wars fatigue. I don't know.
Don't know.
I mean, it's still not an awful projection. I mean, it's still making pretty good money, I would assume. Nothing like... I mean, it sounded like everyone... I haven't seen it. People said, it was a fun experience. It was a fun movie. It was mindless, kind of. I enjoyed it. That's kind of what I heard from people. No big deal. But I think it's more fatigue than anything else, I guess. I don't know. No interest in seeing.
Don't know.
We thought don't have the bigger answer to it.
Hello, Rosie.
Hi, everyone.
How was your long weekend?
It was great. It really was. It was. I heard Sauce talk about sleeping. That was one of my top priorities. It was really kind of just a healing weekend, if you want to use that term. Relaxed, barbecued, watched 1968 history on CNN. I watched some other shows. I'm reading a book on Philip Knight, the shoe dog, the guy, from his humble beginnings of starting Nike, which is pretty fascinating. So, I kind of just wanted to be, I use that word sparingly, but normal. I mean, we don't have normal lifestyles, so it felt really good, honestly.
Did you get outside in that 9,500 degree heat?
No, briefly. Yeah, I walked up to the grocery store a couple times, but that was about it. I mean, yeah, it's just set records yesterday. It was crazy. You get in the car and it's 102 or whatever it was, or 100. So back to kind of a normal day today. But yeah, it was, no, I didn't want to spend a lot of time outside.
Did you watch a lot of basketball as well?
I did. I did watch basketball. I watched hockey. I watched, last night was a smorgasbord. I had some friends' place, but it was between catching a little bit of the Twins, but obviously more of the basketball and the hockey game, which was fabulous. It was kind of going back and forth because, unfortunately, they were going head-to-head last night. But Vegas was on, Saucy just got back from there. I mean, I can't even imagine what the Golden Knights fever is of everywhere you go.
I was telling them beforehand, people are unbelievably excited for it, and most of the buzz around that city is they want to get as much of this in as they possibly can. Now, going to a Stanley Cup, I don't think it was in their plans for the mm-hmm. first year, but mm-hmm. before the Raiders show up, because they said no matter
how well they do,
correct, it takes a back seat when the NFL shows.
Well, that's a whole different animal. I think you can pretty much say that in almost any marketplace other than Canada. I mean, and the NFL, it continues to be the monster that roars every marketplace. But still, what a great story and what a great game last night. I mean, it was. It looks like it's going to be one of those series since the 6-5, 6-4, whatever it might be. But yeah, I caught the basketball game. The bricks that the Houston Rockets were throwing up there, it was pretty epic. Pretty epic meltdown and pretty kind of almost an expected kind of surge by the Golden State. And then for the fourth straight year, we have the same teams in the finals. Again, not a shock.
Do you remember when people would take three-point shots and actually make them?
Yeah, the last two games, I don't know if it's fatigue. I think in the case of the Rockets, probably was a little bit, maybe both teams, that they just looked worn down. Harden and the rest of them, they had complete open looks, and I don't know why you continue to insist on just jacking up those shots. I mean, I think you have opportunities, especially against Golden State, to kind of old-fashioned basketball. Maybe color me old-fashioned, but try to drive the lane a little bit. If it's not working after the first 23 you miss in a row, may want to try something else.
Do you ever play pickup ball when you're in middle school or high school with your friends? And maybe there's like two or three friends in your group that weren't basketball players by nature. Maybe
correct.
They were on the hockey team or golfers or something.
Right.
And they would join your game.
A little pickup game.
Right. And first 6, 7, 8 shots are just brick cities.
Correct.
And you want to run over to the guy and go, Dennis,
yeah,
stop jacking up threes.
Right.
You play basketball with a Dennis?
No. But my point is look, James Harden did not play very well last night. He had 32 points, but it took him 29 shots to get there, and he missed a lot of threes.
Mm-hmm.
If Harden wants to shoot 1,000 times and have a bad night, if you're a Rockets fan, you can live with that.
Correct.
But if you're a Celtics fan or a Rockets fan, you have to wake up this morning going, Terry Rozier shot us out of the game. And now last night, Trevor Ariza shot us out of the game.
Yeah, he's a good shooter normally. But and I noticed in the second half, a lot of those shots that they took were right in front of the Golden State bench. So I'm sure they were getting an earful every time they were jacking another one up there, and you know, like, and it clank, 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 and they're, and one thing, they finally ended their streak. What, they missed 27 in a row?
Yeah, Tucker finally ended,
which is truly almost impossible, even by any standard. Any NBA team missed 27 straight 3-pointers, and I'm sure someone finally, he finally glared at the bench and went, you know, he probably gave him a shot, verbal shot at that point. Well, it's the only thing he could make at that point. But yeah, that was over in a hurry, because then Curry got warmed up and Durant picked up on that and it was over, Johnny.
If we shot 27 consecutive threes on an empty basketball court, yes, in an empty gym,
you'd get,
I'm confident
at,
we would make at least one. I wonder, correct, how many we would make if we were left open,
mm-hmm,
so not contested with Kevin Durant in our face,
sure,
or something. But
sure,
I wonder, with that crowd packed, knowing that millions are watching at home,
uh-huh,
I wonder if we would go over 27 with open 3-pointers in a game.
Well,
that's,
you,
how bad they
that
were
is,
last night.
And you're kind of an odds guy, and I think that you probably think that if you could almost close your eyes, one of them would just accidentally go in. I mean, that's a lot of misses. It's not like, and I, that's the thing that kind of, you know, you didn't realize when you're watching, God, they keep missing shots here. Then you realize they were 1 for 21 in the second half from 3-point range.
Right.
That's just about impossible for any pro team to do. The Timberwolves don't, well, they don't ever shoot 21 3-pointers, but, and again, I think a lot of that mentally, they were just fatigued, physically, again, without, again, it's under the heading of it's too bad. It's too bad Chris Paul didn't play last night. Too bad that, you know, the Celtics were missing, Kyrie Irving, but, you know, that stuff happens, and, you know, you don't have the best players out there. But in the case of Houston, they really miss Chris Paul's, more than anything, is just leadership out there to kind of calm things down. And that's the sad part, because it once it got away from them, there was no way they were going to get it back. They tried valiantly, but not going to happen against that Golden State team.
Everything changes, of course, if a couple of those go in, but let's just do easy math.
Sure.
27 shots, they average about 36% in the regular season. Let's just knock it down to 33.3.
Mm-hmm.
If you make 9.
Correct.
9 of the 27. If you just basically go slightly, yeah, under your standard clip,
yeah, you're,
that's 27 points you left on the table. You only lost by 9.
Correct.
I mean, if they shoot an average night from 3, they easily win.
And that's who they are. And I'm questioning what I just said, understanding that they're not going to just try to get the ball inside to Capella. And, you know, you see Harden drive many times, and he'll kick it out or, you know, float a pass to Capella. But for the most part, that's who they are. They live and die with the 3-point shot, and they unfortunately died in a hurry last night in that third or fourth quarter, because the Golden State Warriors can make up a double-digit deficit in about 2 minutes without even blinking an eye.
Hey, quick update, by the way. A couple of people have tweeted this at me. There's been multiple people that have tweeted saying that kid from the French video,
yeah,
yeah,
was standing on a railing, not hanging. Which makes sense, because
I know you were saying that standing on a rail.
Yeah. What?
I can't see it.
I don't either. I don't.
They almost have to be right, though, because I can't believe a 4-year-old could hang that long without,
I know what,
falling.
You were saying, and that wasn't a really interesting take.
But I don't see him standing on there. I'm sure somebody's actually seen it and confirmed that there is a slight rail there.
Yeah.
But it looks like the kid's just doing a dead hang, right?
Which, he does. Yeah. Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Yeah. But multiple people have tweeted saying, well, there is actually a ledge there.
There aren't a lot of adults that could hang that long.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. Still.
That's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Man. Dude got up that wall in a hurry.
Sure,
my
did.
Goodness.
Well, I wonder if there was a rail, though.
I don't know.
And I assume that just means the kid was on the other side of the rail and couldn't pull himself
right.
over?
Either way, it was rather treacherous. It wasn't.
And if there is a rail, it's a very, thin very, one. Very thin one,
yeah,
because
correct.
It doesn't look like the kid's standing on one. But
no.
The Twitter people are saying that there is
sure.
a rail there.
Yeah, like I said, I thought the
hard
same thing
see.
You were. I thought, why didn't the adult up there just grab him?
Yeah,
his
reach over.
But there was a partition there. His dad was playing, what, yeah. Pokemon Go or
Pokemon
something?
Pokemon Go.
Yeah. He was busy, guys.
Yeah, he was busy.
Would you leave him alone, please?
Yeah.
That's still
he was
a thing.
Busy.
Yeah.
Well, people leave kids in cars and weather we had like yesterday, so that happens, too, when they're shopping.
Yeah. Band 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com. Awesome watches downstairs at Continental Diamond.
The best.
Go check those out. Some of the best watches
best.
In the world are downstairs.
The best.
Go see them at Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park. Let's go through some of the numbers, Mark, even though you said most of them there.
Sure.
Let's talk future. NBA games. Game one is Thursday, and the Warriors are huge favorites.
Mm-hmm.
12 or 12.5 point favorites, depending on which book you're looking at. That is the largest game one spread in the NBA Finals in at least 17 years, since 0-1 with the Lakers and Sixers.
Well, they figure, I guess, that Cleveland, LeBron is not going to do that against Golden State. I mean, he could, what he did on the road the other night, and he's played, literally played every minute. We don't know the status of Kevin Love yet, do we? I suppose it's his concussion protocol, and they absolutely are going to need Kevin Love in this series.
He died.
Well, no.
How did he die, Hockey?
Exertion.
Yeah, from?
Yeah, from
climbing a four-story
knuckle
building.
Push-ups?
Oh, man, that's right.
He did those knuckle push-ups.
Well, when's the funeral?
Tuesday, Thursday.
So not only are the Warriors big favorites in game one, they're also big favorites in the series. The Cavs are plus 650 for the series. Golden State opened at minus 1,000. I've heard rumors that they're already something like minus 1,200 in some places. So everyone's betting the house on the Warriors to win the series.
As they should. I mean, again, if the question, we've heard a lot of it this past week about the LeBron versus MJ comparison, and I think it's kind of silly to go down that road because you can have those arguments, and it's fun sports talk. That's great, but as a team, there's no question that LeBron, and these guys are NBA players. He dragged these guys into the finals,
and drag them to the championship.
Really?
So, you wish.
Rosie, Corey, and Hockey have a bet. Corey has the Warriors, and Hockey had the field, but now all he has left is Cleveland. He offered Corey $100, double or nothing, that Cleveland will win two games. If you were Corey, would you take that bet?
I think Cleveland will win one game. I'm not quite sure I'm not sure they're going to win two. I mean,
I don't think they're going to win two either, but here's my logic. Yeah. I just spent an entire season, 6 months, to win a bet.
Correct.
And I don't want to wipe it away.
I understand that.
At the last second. And I leave for Vegas in like 13 days. Right? I don't want to go in with a buzzkill. I want to win a couple of bets.
Sure.
Call
it
a day.
Wipe it away.
Good mentality. Positivity.
But I'm really, I guess at this point, I'm tired of questioning LeBron and what he's capable of. I mean,
Yeah, but if Terry Rozier hits like three shots,
I know.
Then it's
I get
Celtics
it.
Warriors. I mean, LeBron was brilliant on Sunday night, but the Celtics flat out blew it.
Yeah, they were.
Blew it.
They looked a little. They looked mentally scared a little bit too. I think their youth was youth showed
outside of Tatum.
Yeah, Tatum
looked like he's the real deal.
Tatum is the real deal, and he slammed over LeBron, and then he chest bumped him. Was really great. LeBron's looking at him. What did you just do? The kid. Yeah,
can I say the obvious, even though I've never heard anybody say this, but this is the obvious take?
Sure.
What if you put Tatum with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid? The Sixers blew that bad.
Yeah.
Right? We don't know what Markel Fultz is going to be, but if you had Tatum on Philly...
Well,
the knock on
Fultz. Making up words.
He can't shoot.
Who cares? He can dunk on LeBron. He can do whatever he wants.
No, Fultz.
Fultz can't shoot. I thought you meant Tatum. Tatum can shoot.
He sure can.
Who?
Ben Fultz?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
great
guy.
Point.
Is it...
No.
And do you remember after the draft that when Danny Ainge traded back from 1 to 3?
Hawk, you remember this, right?
Yeah. Hawk will remember this exact
quote.
Never
forget it.
Yep.
He said, and it sounded like GM speak at the time, but now he might be right. He just goes, no, we traded back. We have the best player in the draft. That Tatum was number one on their board. He was the guy. And they got back to 3 and still got him.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And now I think he's probably telling the truth that they actually believe that we have the best player and we got more assets.
My goodness, he's good. Yeah, fun to watch.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know. The LeBron thing is interesting because if he does, I mean, I'm forgetting about even winning the series, but winning a couple games. I mean, and they're not an awful basketball team without. I mean, on the court with LeBron, they know their roles. That's for sure. And you know, Korver can knock down a bunch of 3-pointers, and Tristan Thompson's got some skills, and you know, they have good role players, but it's LeBron versus the world, unless Kevin Love can come back. I mean, they absolutely have to have his rebounding, inside play, because that's the way you have to attack Golden State. You got to go after their interior defense. You can't just fling up as Houston tried, and that's their MO, you know, 43 pointers and try to beat that team. Not going to happen. Although they got it to 7. What else you got?
That's about it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We've talked a ton of basketball.
I know.
Yeah. We're losing Chris.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great song.
Great hockey game last night, too.
Everybody loves the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, how could you not?
Does everybody love crystal meth? Because I want to talk about it when we get back.
That seems... no.
Hockey's sister loves crystal meth.
You'll see why I bring up crystal meth after this on the Power Trip. Want to join the fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
So the Twins won 8-5 over Kansas City. They play today at 7:15 again in Kansas City if you're looking to take a road trip. Golden State 101-92 to win their series over Houston 4-3. NBA game one of the finals. Cleveland at Golden State, 8 o'clock this coming Thursday. And, of course, looking to the Stanley Cup Finals. Vegas 6, Washington 4. The Knights now lead that series 1-0. Game 2, 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Vegas, in case, like me, you feel like just dropping everything and going away.
Why not?
Head to Vegas. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Rosen is in the house. Hi.
Hi, good morning, Mark.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Yes,
you want to hear something fun?
I'd love to.
Check this out, okay? What I'm about to say, you might sound ridiculous, but the KFAN Summer Tour, driven by Hilltop Campers and RVs, continues today with Bumper to Bumper, 3 p.m.
Where?
From Tab on the Ave in Mankato.
Oh, I remember that place.
I love that place, but listen, Dan Barrero is getting in the RV and driving.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He is.
We can get video of this?
I got to believe.
Well, he's not going to drive. He's going to sit
driving.
And ride.
I think he's driving.
No way.
I think he's driving.
Is Garja going to be the tour guide or what? I'm trying to figure this out.
I don't know.
Barrero's actually driving?
That's the word on the street.
I don't know how that relationship works. Who's willing to drive?
Well, I'm sure because it's him, they hired somebody to drive.
No. I think he's capable of driving an RV.
I don't think that he is.
Interesting.
Well, I'm not. Tab on the Ave. I guess we're not done with Mankato yet. That's nice. Right. Good to hear that.
I love Mankato.
Oh, I love them. I am going to kind of, I really am going to miss it. I mean, come on.
Well,
Jake's
today.
Pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Tab on the Ave.
Tab on the Ave, yeah.
You loved Mettler's.
I had no problem with it.
I'm sure you don't.
Legendary.
You'll have a chance to win prizes courtesy of the Minnesota Lottery as well. Hey, just look for the Hilltop Camper and RV and head into the Tab on the Ave and see Dan Barrero till 6:30 tonight. Complete KFAN summer tour info at KFAN.com. Keyword, events.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Yes, sir.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Yes.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Rosie, cops in St. Augustine, Florida got an anonymous tip on Saturday about a man and a woman doing drugs in their car in the middle of a parking lot.
Probably happened before there. Many times.
Florida.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Parking lot.
It's another Saturday, right?
So the cops showed up, they searched the car, and they found exactly what the people had tipped them off on. They found drug paraphernalia and a substance that looked a lot like crystal meth, so they tested it, and it, in fact, was crystal meth. So here's a couple of people in the car doing crystal meth.
Jesus. Lovely.
That happens all over the country.
Correct.
That should be the end of the story.
It's not even close to the end of the story.
It's not?
The gal's name?
Crystal.
No way.
No.
No way.
It's not possible.
No way.
Crystal Methvin.
How's that possible?
No way.
I mean, come on.
Did she change that?
Methvin. Crystal Methvin.
Did she legally change it when she realized she was into crystal
meth? Is that her nickname?
She also got that's her actual name. She actually also got arrested for drugs back in January. Not exactly sure if that's crystal meth back then, but it probably was. And then this story also mentions that there have been other names like this in the past. There was a gal on Judge Judy called Crystal Meth Ven as well, with a V-E-N instead of a V-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
Not drug-related, though. She just was arguing about a cat.
Oh.
And then in 2014, there was a gal named Crystal Methany.
Oh.
M-E-T-H-E-N-E-Y, so maybe Methany, maybe, even. But still, Crystal Meth. She got arrested for shooting a BB gun at a car full of teenagers.
Jeez.
So this is like the third kind of somewhat notable, if that's the right word, crystal meth person.
Now we know
who's been in the news.
We all know Crystal, right? We had a Crystal.
Yeah,
who
my
worked
cousin
here.
Is a Crystal.
Okay,
yeah.
But if your last name is Meth, then or whatever. Maybe it's because before crystal meth
probably
became
so.
For sure
crystal
yeah.
meth because but do you really name your kid Crystal at that point?
Are there young kids named Crystal or is that a name that's going away?
I don't know.
I don't see a lot of kids named Crystal anymore.
Hmm. It's a nice name.
Nothing yeah, it's a great name.
It is
yeah,
a great name.
Yeah. Hey, Roro.
Yes.
You are a fan of documentaries as I am.
I am.
Yesterday, because it was Memorial Day.
Yes, it was.
And I had a little bit of time. I mm-hmm. was looking through the old Netflix, and I was like,
sure.
I'm going to watch something history-related, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I came across the World War II in color.
Oh.
Yes. So they have...
Interesting.
They have taken the World War II documentary footage, you know?
And they colorized
and
it?
And colorized it. And you would say to yourself, wow, but that looks weird. You want to know what it does?
What?
Makes it real.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's...
You know what it does? It makes it feel like those people actually existed. And I know it's a dumb thing to say.
It's not at all.
But when it's black and white, it seems like a billion years ago.
Well, when
you see somebody laying
correct.
There dead in color, that makes it a lot more real.
Well, I think of what Saving Private Ryan did, what Steven Spielberg did with that movie compared to when my father took me to see The Longest Day, which was the same, you know, the sanitized version the black and white version of landing on Omaha Beach and on D-Day, you know, it doesn't have the same. And I was watching a lot of, you know, I think Turner Movie Classic Movies had a nothing but World War II movies on. I was watching, you know, snippets of them all weekend.
Right.
Only because the fascinating part to me, and not only are they black and white, getting back to your point, was because these movies were made literally even during the war or right after the war. I mean, John Wayne movies, 1944, 1945. And I'm thinking to myself, how did they have even the money to make the movies, given all the resources that were devoted, for yeah. obvious reasons, to the war?
Right.
No matter what you were using our war bonds for, whatever that was done, how did they have the money to make this? And it was, you know, it's not the best quality movies, but you still have great actors. But I totally agree with you. There's something about seeing any of that in color which brings it home.
Well, and something else I was thinking to myself yesterday when I was sitting on the couch, I was thinking, self, you need to learn more about Mussolini. That dude.
Mm.
That, mm-hmm. What a story on that person.
And yeah.
I get myself fired, but.
Yes.
What that, a story, Mark.
Man, yeah. Just watching that documentary and seeing how just cartoonish this guy was.
Yeah, he was.
And how he was like a TV star who became a president. It was the weirdest thing.
Interesting. No, he's not.
Or not like a TV star, but like a reporter or something. And he became the dictator. It was just the really weirdest thing ever.
Oh, that he was.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Not a real nice guy.
No. He got what was coming to him, but it was a little
right.
late. Major League Baseball attendance is headed to its lowest average in 15 years.
Interesting.
Whoopsie.
Well, it's too hot out.
And it's boring.
And it's not only because of the historically bad weather that's plagued the first third of the season. Strikeouts exceeded hits in a full calendar month for the first time in April and are on track to do the same again in May.
Well, we're doing the same thing in the NBA that we are doing right now in baseball.
What's that?
Baseball,
which
is? They're either striking out or hitting home runs.
Yep.
In the NBA, you're either making threes or missing threes. That's it, right? We're a three-point shooting league in the NBA. We're a home run hitting league in the in MLB, and there seemingly is no in between.
Well,
there's no
again,
mid-range shots, and there's no singles.
That's what I think. Adding to the LeBron legacy was that that's obviously not all he does. In fact, he does very little of that compared to a number of the other shots he was taking the other night, and driving the lane and doing all sorts of gyrations to get baskets and making. Drawing fouls, and I don't care if it's LeBron or anyone else. That's the kind of basketball I'd like to see. But the baseball part of it, yeah, I don't know why it's if the specialization of pitching, because now you only expect your starting pitching, unless you're Justin Verlander, some of the pitchers that the Houston Astros have, to go 5-6 innings. But, yeah, watching the Twins sometimes can be extremely frustrating. They struck out 10 times yesterday, and they won the game. And, you know, it's getting to the point where Miguel Sano – of that a player of that type or Byron Buxton, you're either
all he does is strike out.
I mean, Sano struck out three times yesterday. You know, he had a 2-run homer, but it's not fun watching it. I mean, you don't see the game being played,
well,
getting run, all the other kind of stuff, and maybe it'll change as you know, now we get into the month of June, but the hitters will catch up a little bit more. But yeah, it's I don't know if that's the only reason, because baseball's done pretty well.
Five teams are on pace to lose 100 games or more.
Well, yeah, the Twins' entire division is just garbage. I mean,
just garbage.
Well, it is now. Cleveland is two games over 500, but you know, fortunately, the Twins are in a position where they're five games under 500. They're only three games out of first place. So, yeah, it's not great baseball right now in their division. But it's early yet.
It's early.
It's getting early late.
If you could choose, gentlemen of the Power Trip Morning Show,
yes, babe,
any current. I guess you'd have to look up the list to know for sure which ones are still on and which ones aren't. Any current game show to be a contestant on, which one would you choose?
Great question.
Thank you so much.
I like that question.
Because Stefan Diggs has chosen one, and he will be appearing on one. I'll tell you which one when we come back.
Really? Okay.
I just turned my mic off mid-sentence.
I was going to say, what happened to hockey? Who cut him off?
Abby's Hope is asking you to join the Power Trip and take the pledge to become a water watchdog. Also, we're going to give you a shot to see the Power Trip live and in person June 1st. That's right, this Friday.
In studio.
Donate and win your way in. Use the hashtag Abby's Hope, ABBEYS, Abby's Hope, to help out a great cause and get an opportunity to come on in. Check out KFN on Twitter at KFN1003 and go to abbyshope.org to learn more. So take care of that. Come on in. Rosie, do you remember this song?
I absolutely do.
This
it's inspiring.
Song, it is. This song is a great song. It's by a band called The Five Stair Steps.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Ucha. Ucha. This song was released in 1970.
I remember it well.
The year you graduated from high school.
Yeah. Not that far from where we're sitting right now, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
SLP High.
Rosie, have you heard of a thing called iHeartRadio?
I have heard of it.
Yeah,
you got a great thing going on iHeartRadio right
app.
Now.
It's a free app.
Download it.
And we have this thing, the graduation playlist. Yours.
What a great idea.
Might even be better than mine, buddy.
Oh, really?
Impossible.
Yeah, it might
yeah,
even
I
be.
I don't know. Yours had just bangers.
89's the winner.
89 is great.
89 seems to be the top year right now.
We'll get to that in a second. But quickly, you guys, during the break, I gave you a little bit of test. Which television game show would you choose to be on if you could choose to be on any one of them?
Well,
this is such a loaded question. I'm a game show connoisseur.
I know you are.
You are.
I spent most of my 20s single, alone,
in a dark room,
dark basement, fetal position, naked,
lucky.
Snot running down my face, shivering,
impressive.
Crying myself to sleep. But when I would stand up from my fetal position and try to, you know, go on with my life, I watched a lot of Game Show Network. Yeah. Loved game shows growing up. I've seen them all.
Old school.
This is a two-pronged question, if you ask me, Chris.
Okay.
Because it's based on skill or opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
If it's skill, I want to go on Wheel of Fortune. I think I'm abnormally good at it. I think I'm
really.
I think I'm better at Wheel of Fortune than the average person, so I like my chances. I'm not going to win at Jeopardy. I got a good shot at Wheel of Fortune.
Correct.
There's a little bit of luck.
Yeah.
Got to get the wheel to go your way, but
puzzle.
Otherwise, I think I'm going to solve a puzzle faster than the average person. I think that's my chance.
All right.
But even if you dominate Wheel of Fortune, they don't let you come back anymore, right? It's a one-time bid.
You're done.
There's no returning champion like there used to be. So let's say you win 20, 30K plus the bonus round. Unless you get super lucky and hit the million, an average Wheel of Fortune winner is something like 30, 40, 50K.
Yeah.
Modest by today's standards, yes.
So I want either The Wall or Deal or No Deal. I want a show like that where it's just essentially blind luck to win hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Is The Wall still on?
And is Deal or No Deal still on?
Deal or No Deal is not.
It's coming back,
but
I think.
It might come back.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think The Wall is still on, I believe. But I want a show like that where it's mostly blind luck, like picking numbers and then deciding how much money you want to leave with. A horrible game of Deal or No Deal gets you more than 50K.
True. So you're just talking. Yeah, I get it. It is a two-prong answer. And I don't, the original question was, Hawk, was what? What show would you like to be on, and what show do you think you'd be really good at?
I think it's one and the same, to be honest with you.
Kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be a millionaire.
Yeah, you're right.
It's definitely not the same.
No, because
who wouldn't want to be on Price is Right? But you want to win more than a vacuum.
Right.
You want to win some cash.
Sure.
Yeah. Vacuum, though.
Yeah, you need a new vacuum.
Yeah.
I'd say...
what would you be the best at, Rosie?
Well, I mean, I Wheel of Fortune, I'm really kind of locked into, because when I get done with my 6 o'clock sports on Channel 4,
yeah,
it is, I mean, I kind of just kind of take a deep breath, and I start watching it.
Dude.
And I've been watching it more now, I'd say, the last 6 months than I have in my entire life. And it's still, and it's, and I got to tell you, I mean, it's crazy. I have talked to us about this before, but it's wildly successful still. The ratings are unbelievable. Think about that show and the simplicity of it, the way people want, you know, bells and whistles and everything else in their lives and on social media. The Wheel of Fortune does bonkers when it comes to ratings. But I think I can handle myself on that. But as far as being a part of a team, the show I would like to be on, whether it be the Power Trip, would be part of the group, would be Family Feud.
Mm.
Yeah.
I would love that. I think that's the show I would probably be best at answering, you know, top five answers to this question.
That wouldn't work for me because I don't get along with my family.
Well, no, maybe if this was your family, we don't get along very well either, but we could tolerate each other on that show. Unless, of course, we'd start ripping on each other right away.
Yeah, but see, that show's a bad fit for me because I don't have four friends. I don't have four family members I like. And I definitely don't want to hear four people's horrible ideas. I'm taking my own guesses.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then you're not a team.
I'm not doing the fake good answer.
Yeah, I know. You have to do that. Well, the producers tell you to do that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's my answer.
Well, I think it's a good answer. And let me tell you, first of all, I am very much a fan of Wheel of Fortune because of watching you on the news and keeping the channel on and watching Vanna. Yep. And so I think I'm pretty damn good at it as well.
Challenge accepted.
I must tell you guys, I think I'm pretty good at that. Stefan Diggs will be joining Gerald McCoy and his team in a celebrity family feud.
Oh, he will.
Oh, sweet.
He will. It's going to be Gerald McCoy, Stefan Diggs, Tyrod Taylor, Eric Armstead, and LeGarrette Blount. Playing Family Feud sometime soon.
That's pretty cool.
What about you? You didn't give your answer there, Saucy Saucer.
Yeah, I thought I did.
I didn't hear it.
No,
I would. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, millionaire.
I think I'd be good at that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you on that.
But you know what?
That show's still on the air, right?
I wouldn't be good at Wheel because I can't read very well.
Jeopardy would be tough for
Jeopardy
you.
Jeopardy?
Jeopardy? The bad guy on Game of Thrones?
It's... trivia questions about my dad. You'd be good at that, Hawk.
Why do you think you'd be good at Millionaire? That gets tough pretty quick.
Yeah, but I know, like, dumb information. I think I'd be good at Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Ooh. I don't think you've watched it in a while.
Mm. Well, no, I meant, like,
it's harder than you think.
Yeah, I meant, like, the older version. Where, like, the first six questions are, like, remedial things. Like, what color is blue?
Okay, now that's definitely not a question.
No, sometimes it's like, which of these animals is not an elephant?
Didn't they get sued
because they were so simple?
Maybe. We've talked about this in the past. I think you've threatened Rosie about five times if we've never done it. I still want the two of you to square off in like a sports knowledge show.
Oh, I'd win.
Because he's been saying for years now, but
he probably
on the air for like 6 months, I know more about Mark. Or about sports than Mark. I would love
you talking about nostalgia
sports trivia.
Yeah, sports trivia.
He might smoke Rosie.
He might.
Yeah, no, I'd hammer Rosie.
Well, wait a minute. Whoa, you're getting a little cocky.
No, I would. That's why we should do it. He's so cocky.
I'd destroy you.
We got to do it.
I'd smoke you, Rosie.
Wow.
If I come up with it, can we do it next week?
Sure.
Yeah, you'll lose, but
okay. I said you'd probably win unless it's baseball. They get no chance.
How about this? What if I go, I'll do it across any sport, and I'll make it difficult. I feel equally difficult, so it doesn't favor either one of them.
Sure.
What?
I'm going to make it very difficult.
Oh, I'll still win.
Yeah, you probably will, because you really have.
Well, and I'm smart. And I know a lot about sports.
Well, you what study the blue? What you
green.
Study the draft, for instance, like a 12-year-old. I get that part. That's like, you really care that much about fourth round pick from Oklahoma State, the offensive tackle.
Yes, sir.
You know those people.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I know. That's right. I have no chance in that.
Well, Rosie, in the year 1970, you were graduating from high school.
Yes. There's going to be some bangers.
These are some straight bangers. And this is not me saying this to make you feel bad. I'm not trying to be a butthole. I'm telling you the truth. I was born in the year 1970.
Yeah.
And so it's got a special place in my heart. I could be, and I'd be honored to be your son, and I'd be taller.
Yeah, technically, I might be his son.
Good point.
I'm not going to talk about your
mother. But listen to the music that came out in 1970.
Oh!
Oh, yes! Come on. We had... Oh, man.
Oh, great. I love Lenny Kravitz.
This is one of the greatest songs ever.
Austin Powers, man.
And Cable Guy.
It's a controversial song.
We still had a lot of, there were a lot of, you know, anti-war songs. I mean, it was Kent State. I mean, there was Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. I mean, it was a, and again, I was watching the CNN production, which is, I highly recommend, 1968, the year that was. I mean, it's a four-hour, you know, two-night series, but music is a big part of it.
But yeah, it was a big year.
Yeah, it's a huge year.
Yeah. Also, ladies and gentlemen, you know, keeping a hold just a little bit on what was going on in the 60s.
Yeah.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Love Smokey.
Oh,
God.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, you don't forget about the birth of heavy metal.
This is 1970?
1970.
Yeah, I have my...
this whole is lot of love.
One of Zeppelin's best songs. Mm. This song's so sexual.
Yeah,
it took me back someplace.
Oh, it did?
Oh, yeah.
Was there a apartment?
It still works now.
It does. But we had a lot of diversity because also being played on the same, probably same radio station.
Sure.
Oh, Hockey's going to cry.
This was a great year for music.
Hockey's going to cry. Nash.
Let's go back to 1989.
This is going to
make Milli Vanilli and New Kids.
This is going to make Hockey cry.
You.
Oh, here we go.
Who are on the road?
Oh, boy.
Alex just graduated high school or college.
I told you. I saw Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young together.
Yeah, well, then you saw him play this song, which also came out in 1970.
I sure did.
Oh, yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
God.
This is the one. Listen to this. Can you play this for a little bit?
Million-year-old Carmen, baby.
Oh. We had the 8-track going, the big speakers. You couldn't see out the back window. Come on.
Oh, you couldn't see out of the back window because of all the smoke.
Well, that's beside the point.
And all the chicks he picks up.
They're picking me up.
Oh, yeah. And Lawyer
Lambert's. Actually, not 1970, they weren't.
Lawyer Lambert's mustache was so huge, you couldn't see anything.
It's true.
His Jesus beard.
He's skinny because there was too much mustache.
Listen to this stuff. You don't make him like this.
He was super skinny in 1970.
Have you ever sang this in concert, Huck?
I have not. But
you
I
should.
Love this
you
song.
Should.
Oh my God, do I love it?
Yeah, Lawyer Lambert was skinny until about 1983, and then he started stress eating.
Jeez. At least I know my own father.
Oh my. Yeah.
And by the way, if you're going to talk about Woodstock, also coming out of 1970 was.
Oh, CCR, man.
Wrote this song when it was raining at Woodstock.
Is that right?
That's right.
Oh.
Long as I remember being bent coming down.
He's still tours.
Yeah, man, with ZZ Top right now.
He's still tours.
With ZZ Top?
With ZZ Top right now. That tour.
It's gonna be crazy.
Awesome. We should go, Hogs.
I'd love to.
Come to town.
I'd love to spend a half hour just talking to him about this, particular song. And crazy enough, 1970 also saw this.
James Taylor.
Oh. Oh.
Goosebumps.
Rosie.
Fire and Rain, one of the best albums. Carole King was probably in the wheelhouse this year, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just yesterday morning. They let me know.
And he's singing. Has he come to XL yet? Isn't he?
I don't know if it's come yet or not.
I don't think so. I mean, think about James Taylor at the XL Center, not at like a Guthrie, the Pantages, the State, the Orpheum. XL. James Taylor, 1970.
I just can't remember who to send.
I can't remember who to send it to.
Nope.
Goodness sakes.
God.
Dude, music mattered. It mattered.
It mattered.
So much.
Lyrics mattered.
This music bangs.
You know what kids will never, you know what kids will never, never, they'll always take for granted. Right now, you can make a compilation of your favorite songs in about 35 seconds. You had to take the record off and put the other record on,
mm-hmm.
and then put the needle on the record to hit play.
Correct.
You know what I mean? You gotta help me. Or you could turn on the radio and hear.
Oh, God. This is 1970.
1970. Dude, that's what I'm saying, oh, right?
I win. Never mind. No, forget about 89. Yeah.
Crushes.
This is.
You haven't had one Paula Abdul song yet.
Yeah, well, you're right.
Everyone has experienced what this song is talking about. Every single person.
June 22nd for Taylor and Bonnie Raitt, by the way. That'd be a fun concert. How about this? Now we're talking getting it on music. And Corey, you like this band.
This is Bread, right?
Yeah, man.
Bread.
I don't like this band. I just like that song, Everything I Own.
This is I'd Like to Make It With You.
Yeah. This is
Make Bread? I would love to make bread with you.
It's a long process, I think.
If you're making it.
Cheddar Bay biscuits take like 8 minutes.
And listen to this song, also 1970.
Oh.
This is all in iHeart.
Yeah, this is your playlist, this dude. I put it in class of 1970. Fantastic. This is your playlist.
I love
dude.
It. What a great idea, iHeart Radio.
Yeah, really is, man. I'm not kidding you. And by the way.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Play that open again.
Can Chicago. I tell you something about this, too? Somebody asked him what time it was, and he said it's 25 or 6 to 4. And that's when he wrote this song. And I'm not kidding you. Mm. That's how he wrote the song.
Almost identical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just different speeds.
A little bit of that overdrive. I'm having trouble.
This is from 1970.
Yeah, Green Day.
Wow.
Man, how old were they?
They were born that year, just like me.
Those might be the same notes, just different pacing.
Yeah. Chicago.
I think that is
so good.
I can almost feel it on the guitar that's the same bit. I think those are the exact same notes. Huh. Just played slightly differently and then just a different tempo.
Other good songs.
Oh. Santana.
I can see you just toking it up.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to lie. They're. Friends of mine had bongs the size of the Eiffel Tower.
Genius.
I mean, it was the time to live.
Music mattered so much.
It mattered everything. It did.
It
just, your whole world was around songs like this.
I don't bemoan.
I can't tell you.
The passage of time, I don't bemoan. Well, that things change, but I do feel bad that music doesn't matter as much as it did.
Yeah, I get it. We can go on and on about that.
I think
a lot of it had to do with, again, I'm sorry for circling back to 1968 and watching the show, but it just, remember this happened. I was in ninth grade, 10th grade, whatever it was. I mean, the whole world was upside down in our country.
Yeah.
Civil rights movement. What was going on? The assassinations of
Kent State.
Well, that was in 70.
It wasn't 70.
We all walked
sorry.
Out.
All
right, but I mean, yeah. but. Right. Yeah, assassinations of MLK and Robert Kennedy and the riots in the street, all the stuff that was happening, but it came back to the music and how people reacted to it.
Was the Wheat stronger then or now?
Back then.
You think so?
Not possible.
Sauce is the S sauce.
Is it cleaner now? So it's cleaner and more.
I had a guy that I worked with at Channel 4, a photographer who grew his own in his backyard. So, I mean, it was...
Yeah, Don Shelby.
No, it was not Don Shelby. He wasn't there yet. But I, as a 20-year-old, went to his house and...
Chris!
Off the charts. Off the charts.
It's way stronger now because it's all man-made.
Who made it back then?
Who made who? Great point,
but I'm not getting off this.
The fifth season premiere of Arrested Development on Netflix starting today.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, what? Really?
And
huh? I thought they were doing a reboot.
Is Jeffrey Tambor in it?
I think so. I think he has to be.
Happening with that whole situation?
I don't know.
I don't really know. Either.
I can't keep up with all the.
I know.
The news of the.
Anyway,
the me
the trip
me too
down
bit.
The old member lane.
Yeah,
for
thanks
there,
for
baby.
Doing that,
oh,
Hawk. That was fantastic. Really cool.
Yeah, man. Good.
We'll
bit.
See you back here tomorrow, right, Rosie?
Can't wait.
Power Trip 5:30 until 9 tomorrow. Otherwise, you can listen to us 24 hours a day on our iHeartRadio app. It's free. Download it on your phone. All next. See you tomorrow. I'm going up
north, 10,000 lakes. To listen back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.